The excitement. The action.
Down low from Ngoya. Chance to more. He scores.
The hits.
Nekioni to more. He shoots and scores. Trevor Moore comes up big again.
It's time for Hockey in the Heartland. Your Tri-City Storm are on the ice and on the radio.
Roboski with a quick shot and he scores. Roboski from the left point.
Let's get to the booth and drop the puck. Here's the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Jared Schifrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome inside the Viero Event Center, where the Tri-City Storm are getting ready to take on the Waterloo Blackhawks for the second game of the weekend here in the weekend series right in Kearney, Nebraska. Last night, a tough one for the Storm. They took a 4-3 loss to Waterloo. The first period was not kind to the Storm as they allowed two goals. However, in the second period, they came back, scoring two power play goals, one from Nolan Glukowski on a great screen by Tim Lappin in front of the goaltender Eamon McAdam. Nolan Glukowski hits the back of the net and made it 2-1. Then the Storm tied things up just a few minutes later as Grant Opperman got his third goal of the season and tied things up at the end of the second period. It was looking up for the Storm. However, in the third period, Waterloo came out, scored two goals. The Storm got one to tie things at three, and then Ryan Papa scored the game-winning goal after Johan Mattsson made a nice initial save. Papa picked up a rebound and put it into the back of the net to give Waterloo a 4-3 victory over the Storm last night. The two teams will do battle once again tonight. We'll have all the action here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks puck will drop at just after 7:05 p.m. here tonight, the Viero Event Center. A nice promotion here tonight before Christmas. It is Ugly Sweater Night here at the Viero Event Center. A lot of the Storm staff as well as fans are wearing ugly sweaters. The coaching staff will also be wearing ugly sweaters. After the first intermission, the fans will be able to vote on their favorite ugly sweaters. And the coaching staff will wear their ugly sweaters starting in the second intermission. So nice little promotion here tonight at the Viero Event Center before Christmas, the holiday coming up in just a few days. Storm, right now, their record 11-12-2. They stand in seventh place in the Western Conference. Waterloo in first place in the Western Conference after the win last night. They are 16-8 on the season. And last night, a very up-and-down battle. A lot of good opportunities for both teams. And really, I think you have to expect an offensive game again as well tonight. Shots on goal last night. Waterloo outshooting Tri-City 38-36. The Storm pick up those two power play goals that kept them into things. And Nolan Glukowski with two goals for himself, keeping the Storm in the game. Unfortunately for Tri-City, they fell just short in that one. It should be a great one tonight. We're just getting started here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Coming up, we'll get you the complete nutrition game comparisons as well as the Applebee's Coach's Corner. We're at a nice conversation with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, a few minutes ago. We're going to take a break right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Join the chase for your Tri-City Storm and free ice skating. Friday, December 28th, catch the Storm versus the in-state rival Lincoln Stars.
It's Free Kids Friday.
Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with a paid adult. Plus, the first 1,000 fans will receive a special collector's box featuring the Storm and Stars rivalry. And after the game, stick around for free ice skating presented by Skeeter Barnes. It's the Storm versus Stars on Friday, December 28th.
Then
bring in the new year
with your hometown hockey team.
Monday, December 30th. 31st at a special 5 p.m. start time. Celebrate your New Year's Eve as the Storm face off with the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders.
Come for the game
and stay for another post-game skate presented by Skeeter Barnes.
That's two
Storm hockey games with free ice skating. Friday, December 28th at 7:30 and Monday, December 31st at 5 p.m. Get your tickets by calling 308-338-8011. That's 308-338-8011. Or by visiting stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. I'm Jared Chaffron with you as the Tri-City Storm are getting ready to do battle with the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center. A second game of a two-game weekend series last night, the final score. Waterloo comes out victorious by a final score of 4-3. Let's get you your complete nutrition game comparisons. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season, Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of the Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Looking at these two teams, Tri-City Storm, 11-12-2 overall, 7th place in the Western Conference. Waterloo, 16-8 in first place in the Western Conference. Storm now are 6-8 at home. Waterloo on the road, 8-2. They've been very successful away from home, and they continued that last night. One note here of the Storm, we've been talking about their power play a lot. The Storm power play was the worst power play in the league for quite some time. It's been over a month and a half since the Storm have been in that last place 16th spot in power play rankings. Well, after tonight's power play goal, after last night's power play goals, the Tri-City Storm are up to 12th in the league with a 14.9% power play percentage. And really, in the last couple games since Jared Linnell has returned, the Storm are 5 out of 18 on the power play, which is 27.7%. If that was their mark for the entire season, they'd be the top power play in the USHL. So the power play has been looking up. Waterloo is the top power play in the USHL at 23.6%. On the penalty kill, the Storm come in at 10th in the league, 81.5%. Waterloo is 6th, 83.9%. Penalty minutes per game, the Storm are the least penalized team in the USHL, coming in at 12.6 penalty minutes per game. Waterloo is 13th in the league in penalty minutes, 14.6 minutes in the box per game for the Waterloo Blackhawks. Storm, although they're making strides in the power play, overall scoring, they are still in 16th place in the USHL, averaging 2.4 goals per game. Waterloo, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, 4.2 goals per game. They are number one in the league in offense. In defense, the Storm just edging out Waterloo. They are seventh in the league, allowing 3.1 goals per game. Waterloo, 3.17 goals per game. They are eighth in the USHL in defense. A couple more notes here. The Storm, after two periods, are undefeated, as are Waterloo when they have a lead. Storm, after two periods with a lead, are 6-0 on the season. Waterloo is 11-0 when they're leading after two periods. And we talked about this last night. Seems like the only way to defeat Waterloo is to get out and get after them early. Waterloo, when they trail after the first period, are 0-4. Tri-City Storm, when they trail after the first period, are 4-5. However, Waterloo last night got those two goals early, and they were able to fend off the Storm comeback, winning in the third period 4-3. That's your complete nutrition game comparisons. Now it's time to take a look at the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, now open until midnight or later. Come check out our late-night food and beverage features after 9 p.m. every day. Applebee's, see you tomorrow. And I got a chance to sit down with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, and he talked to me about their strategy here tonight as they look to face the Waterloo Blackhawks. It's the Applebee's Coach's Corner.
Jared Schaffern here with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in the Applebee's Coach's Corner tonight. Second game of weekend series with the Waterloo Blackhawks here on a Saturday night at the Viero Event Center. Coach, obviously a tough loss last night. How is the team refocusing here before tonight's game?
I think it's just another opportunity to get back at them here a little bit. I think, you know, Brian Ward spoke to the team this afternoon. They had a little team meeting. We didn't hit on too many things, just a few points we wanted to prove on the staff, you know, staff-wise. So I just think they're refocused and ready to go and a chance for revenge tonight.
Do you think that it's more of an X's and O's, guys making a little bit of adjustments, or is it more of a situation here after a loss that they just need to work a little bit harder after just a one-goal loss to this team last night?
I think there's a, you know, there's it's both ways. You know, obviously we need to work a little bit harder. I think when we watched the video, we saw some, you know, shifts that, you know, we're working hard, but, you know, we didn't have the desperation maybe needed, especially early in the game. And then, you know, X's and O's wise, we got to do a better job of taking care of the puck and, you know, making sure that we can get pucks in deep and put them in good areas so we can forecheck. And when we establish a forecheck, we're a pretty tough team to beat.
Tim Lappin down with a late injury last night. He's out tonight. How will things change in the lineup here as opposed to last night?
Well, Laps is out, and he might be out for a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a month or anything, but it might be, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 games, something like that. We'll see how he progresses throughout the week. But we'll get Garrett Gomez back. He's going to come back. We'll see how many shifts he can get. He skated today. He looked good. And then Ryan McMurphy's back, and he's got a little bit of a groin pull, but nothing too serious. So he's just going to, you know, gut it up and fight through that. So those two guys will come into the lineup. We'll give us 12 forwards tonight, and you know, we'll go with 12 forwards and 60 instead of last night where we were 11-7.
Tim Lappin, a guy that has played on the power play for you, maybe a spot open on the power play unit tonight. Is that an opportunity for somebody else to come in and prove themselves?
Yeah, we're going to give a shot to Taylor Munson on the power play today, and you know, see if he can get after it, get a little greasy, and you know, find a way to knock a couple in. He's been very accountable, very responsible, and you know, a good opportunity for him to come in and show us what he can do.
Talk about the power play last night. 2 goals on the power play, one of the bright spots in the game. You actually move out of last in the power play percentage. I'm not sure how much you guys look at that stuff, but you guys were down there for a while. Maybe it's a little nice just for the unit to get out of last and get a couple goals there last night.
Yeah, you know, if you look at our power play early in the season, it wasn't very good, but I bet if you look at the last 10 games, we'd probably be, you know, near the top of the league as far as you know, where our PP percentage is, especially since we got Jared Linnell back. I don't know where we'd fit in the last 7 games since he's been in the lineup, but it is good just to be moving up, and I think that you've seen a lot of, like, we've seen a lot of progressions from our power play units. They're getting pucks to the net, and we're getting to dirty areas, and they may not be the prettiest goals, but they count the same.
Last night, from a fan's perspective, might have been one of the more exciting games of the season. There were breakaways, a couple different, you know, high-intensity plays. Teams seemed like they were high energy back and forth. Do you expect the same kind of game tonight, or do you think it's going to be more of a defensive game?
No, I think that whenever these two teams play, you know, like we both pride ourselves in being offensive-minded hockey teams, and I think that it's going to be back and forth. It's going to be a lot of pace to the game. It's going to be fun to watch as a, you know, from a fan's perspective. And, you know, hopefully we can tighten things up and, you know, be a little bit better and more accountable defensively. And then, you know, continue to have the offensive ability to make plays.
Head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, thanks for joining me here in the Applebee's Coach's Corner.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, Jared Shaffrin getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Let's get you your Burger King starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations right here in Kearney. Burger King. Have it your way. Starting lineups here for tonight's game. First, for the Waterloo Blackhawks, the visiting team, they will start their forward line, a powerhouse line of Zach Stepan, Justin Kloos, and Taylor Camerata. Stepan with 12 goals and 19 assists, wears number 22, NHL draft pick of the Nashville Predators, and he's committed to Ohio State University. Justin Kloos is the center, committed to Minnesota. Kloos wears number 25, 10 goals, 23 assists, second in the USHL in scoring to only Taylor Camerata, the right wing on his line. Also, University of Minnesota commit wears number 91, the Plymouth, Minnesota native, has 14 goals and 23 assists this season. Two defensemen here for Waterloo starting it off. Ian McCashin, the Boston College commit. Victor Newell, Harvard University commit. Newell wears number 4, McCashin number 3. The goaltender tonight, Cal Peterson, Notre Dame commit, wears number 40. Waterloo switching it up. McAdam went last night. Peterson's number is 9-4 with a 2.70 goals against average and a 90.9 save percentage. That's your Waterloo Blackhawks starting lineup. Here's your Tri-City Storm starting lineup. At the forwards positions, it's number 8, Trevor Moore, number 26, Taylor Munson, and number 28, Trevor Mingoya. Mingoya and Munson still looking for their first goals this season. Mingoya's got 7 assists. Munson with 1 assist. Trevor Moore, Storm scoring leader, 11 goals and 13 assists. One note here on the Storm forwards tonight, Jared Linnell, Tim Bonner, and Mike Vecchione are reunited at the top line there tonight for the Storm. Also, McMurphy and Gomez back in the lineup tonight after they had sustained injuries in recent weeks. They are back on the fourth line with Kyle Eastman. One note, Tim Lappin is out here tonight. We heard Josh Howgie talk about it earlier. Lappin unable to go tonight. Sustained a head injury last night, and he's out for a little while. Dylan Maller and Josh McArdle, the defenseman for the Storm. Maller wearing number 12 out of Parkland, Florida. McArdle wearing number 2 out of Roscoe, Illinois. The goaltender for the Tri-City Storm is number 66, Johan Mattsson, with a record of 10-9-1, a goals against average of 2.65, and a save percentage of 91.5%. That's it for your starting lineups. We are now ready for the national anthem here at the Viero Event Center. And we'll come back in just a few moments, ready to drop the puck. It's your Tri-City Storm getting ready to face the Waterloo Blackhawks in just a few moments here on your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
KLIQ Hastings, the breeze.
Midway Auto Dealership says go Storm. We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Everyone wants more. At Viera Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Viera Wireless today. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks getting ready to drop the puck here at the Viero Event Center. I'm Jared Schaffrin. These two teams are doing battle for the second consecutive night. Last night, Waterloo comes away with a 4-3 victory. Storm looking for some revenge tonight. Fans, you can tweet us your prediction on which player will score the first Storm goal of the game. Sponsored by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call 308-234-2541. Tri-City Storm tonight in their home white uniforms with purple lettering and numbering. The Waterloo Blackhawks in their black uniforms with red trim and white lettering numbering. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. Waterloo will go from left to right. And the Storm controlled the puck off the faceoff. Now Waterloo has it in neutral ice near the red line. Camerata played it up, and now it bounces up back onto the stick of Maller. Maller up to Moore. Moore trying to dump into the Waterloo zone. It got shoved right back out. Mingoya comes back in with it. Puts it into the near side corner. Picked up there by Newell. Newell on the near side wall tries to find Stepan. And the puck goes out of play. So we have a stoppage of play. 19:26 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Game just underway here at the Viero Event Center. Last night, Waterloo got a goal just 20 seconds into the game. So the Storm, you have to think that they are aware and ready to go here from the puck drop right to start. As the Storm win the faceoff, they clear it right in on the goaltender there, Cal Peterson, as it was Nolan Glukowski put it in. Now the puck gets thrown all the way back to the Storm end. Icing waved off. Mattson plays it around the near side wall. Puck gets thrown back by Mattson. He sticks it away into the far side corner. Vecchione gloves it down. Puts it into neutral ice. Here comes Bonner. Bonner with some speed down the right side. Bonner gets stopped. Nice play defensively there by the Waterloo defenseman Mark Friedman. As the puck comes back into the Storm zone, Cecere tried to play it out. Got pushed back deeper into the Storm zone. Plays it on the near side wall. Linnell takes his man down. He's going to go for a penalty as he picked up the puck. Looked like a bad situation there. Linnell gets called for tripping, and the Storm quickly find themselves on the penalty kill early on. 8:47 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and Waterloo has a two-minute power play. The Blackhawks, the best power play in the USHL, 23.6% on the power play. The Storm on the penalty kill, 10th overall in the USHL at 81.5%. Faceoff will be taken by Tim Bonner against Justin Kloose. Faceoff won by the Storm. Ivy gets to the puck, swings it around the far side, kept in on the far side wall there by Waterloo. They start play here now. Newell on the right point has the puck. Newell to Camerata now. Back to Newell on the left point. And Camerata's on the right. Newell dumps it down low. Kloose lets it go. And it's played by Mike Hunnebrinker, who plays it back to Camerata. And now Newell at the top of the zone. His pass gets deflected. A bouncing puck is settled down there. And now played back to Newell. Newell had his shot deflected. And Bonner tried to clear. It was stopped. Now another chance for Waterloo. And Cecere takes the puck away. Throws it on the far side wall. McMurphy gets to it and clears it out of the zone. He just dumps it all the way down. Instead of trying to go off on a rush, he decides to smartly play it all the way down in the Waterloo zone, and the Storm go off on a line change. 1:12 remaining in the penalty to Jared Linnell. Waterloo comes in onside. They get it deep. Vecchione slams it around the outside, and it's all the way down into the Waterloo end. Peterson out of his net. to play it for Makashin. Makashin from his own goal line starts forward, finds Stepan. Stepan dumps it in deep, goes and chases against Lidis. So Waterloo gets control. Friedman now on the right point has the puck. Finds Makashin at the left. Back to Friedman on the right. Shot goes wide of the net. Rebound back to Makashin on the left point. And Waterloo still in control. Shot by Makashin. Save Mattson. Rebound pops in the air. Loose for a second. Picked up by Hinostroza. Hinostroza back down low. Finds Papa. Papa to the front. Got deflected, but not out of the zone. Makashin picks it up on the right point. Makashin down low. Pass got tipped into the far side corner. Hinostroza takes a shove from McArdle. Gets it back. Throws it to the front. Shot by Peterson. Saved by Mattson. Rebound to Lidis. Lidis gets sealed off. He can't clear. 10 seconds left on the nail penalty. Makashin shot. Mattson with a glove save. Very nice job by Johan Mattson. Ian Makashin has one of the best shots I've seen this season. He can really let it go. And he took two shots there on Johan Mattson. The first one went screaming in on Mattson, and Mattson was there in good positioning, got it with his chest. The second one, he had to see through traffic, and he got it with a glove. So a good start to the game for the Storm penalty kill. They have 7 more seconds to kill off on the Jared Linnell tripping penalty. Johan Mattson so far is perfect. Scoreless game, 16:53 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Faceoff won by Waterloo. They throw it to the far side. Moore able to clear back out to neutral ice. Linnell is out of the box. Storm are at full strength. Lukowski has it in his own end behind the net. He throws it around the near side for Veith. Veith intercepts, throws one wide of the crease. And now it's kept in on the left point there by Alec McRae. Bounces off the back part of the net. Picked up by Veith. Veith trying to get away from Hrabowski. Down low, chance in front. Hrabowski takes it away. Mingoya finds Moore. Moore gets it out of the zone, but it gets taken away by Waterloo. They dump it back in. Waterloo goes off on a line change. Hrabowski picks it up with time behind the net. Hrabowski off the far side wall trying to find Mingoya. Got intercepted. Waterloo took it away. Now the Storm get back to it, and they dump it into the Waterloo end. Moore is on Newell trying to start a forecheck. Moore takes it away. Finds Ivy. He fans on a shot. Ivy trying for a one-timer there from the right point. Now Cecere on the near side wall trying to keep it in. Doing battle with Schmidt. It gets forced out of the zone. Ivy's the first man there in the Storm end. Finds Mingoya. Mingoya off the far side wall trying to find McMurphy, who's speeding up to the puck. It gets pushed back into neutral ice. Gomez finds it. Now it's Ivy. Ivy settling things down. Finds McMurphy in neutral ice. McMurphy comes in offside with Kyle Eastman. And we get a stoppage. 15 minutes and 35 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks are scoreless here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Faced off just outside of the Waterloo zone. Tri-City going for the faceoff is McMurphy against Kloos. Faceoff is scrum four and won by Tri-City. Gomez has it now. He dumps it in deep. And Peterson out of his net plays it around the near side wall. Gomez trying to keep it in. Kloos picks it up, takes a hit from Eastman. Down low it goes. Turnover to Eastman. Eastman finds Gomez. Gomez with a shot. He scores! Derek Gomez with the goal! And the Storm take a 1-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. 15-16 remaining. In the first period of play, the assist goes to Kyle Eastman, who got the turnover. And Eastman able to find Gomez at the top of the left circle. Nice shot. Gomez in the top left corner of the net made it count. That is his 5th goal of the season. And the Storm of a 1-0 lead. This time they take the early lead on Waterloo. As there's 15-16 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm win the faceoff, but it gets taken away by Waterloo. Hinostroza into the Storm end. Throws one towards the net. Mattson made the save. Now Vecchione trying to find Linnell. Linnell gets thrown all the way down. They're going to add a second assist to McMurphy on that goal. They add a second assist to McMurphy on the goal. 15-01. Remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm now with a 1-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks on a goal by Garrett Gomez coming back from an injury he hadn't played in a little while. And the Storm worried he wasn't going to be able to be ready to take that many shifts tonight. Well, that's some offensive production out of a guy they weren't sure if he could even play tonight. Storm won the faceoff in their own zone. They throw it all the way down. It's going to be an icing on the Storm, having a little trouble breaking out of their own end. 14:49 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm have a 1-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. Faceoff will be back in the Tri-City zone as they got their goal from Garrett Gomez. Cisco to Kyle Eastman and Ryan McMurphy. Right now, Bonner on the draw with Hinostroza to Mattson's left. Bonner won it back, and now Linnell starts the rush with Bonner. Bonner in neutral ice now. Finds Vecchione. Vecchione trying to get it in deep. Stopped by McCoshin. Now here comes Waterloo the other way. Waterloo into the storm zone. It's Hunnebrinker. Hunnebrinker into the corner. Hit Ivy. Gets the puck back on his stick after Vecchione had it. Hunnebrinker down behind the net. Throws it in front. It got deflected. And it bounces over the stick of Newell and out of the zone. Storm get a line change. Waterloo trying to come back in quickly. Ivy doing a nice job being in position defensively. And now Waterloo has the puck as they get a cross-ice pass that Papa deflects in deep. Picked up by Cecere. Finds Lidas. Lidas gets by one man. Now he's in neutral ice. Lidas gets hit there by Hinostroza, but comes in onside. Cotton is there as well as Opperman in the near side. Opperman plays it with Cotton. Cotton in the near side corner. Got it taken away for a second. And it's cleared out to neutral ice. Nice hit thrown there by Lidas. As McArdle has it, he dumps it in, takes a hit. And Waterloo moves it around the near side. Veith trying to play it out. Maller stops it. And I believe we have a penalty here on Tri-City. It'll be the second penalty to the Storm tonight. They are one for one on the penalty kill. And it'll be Josh McArdle who goes to the box. McArdle sits down for the Storm for 2 minutes in Waterloo with another power play opportunity. Not what the Storm want, to give Waterloo power play opportunities here as they have the number one power play in the USHL. Storm do have a 1-0 lead here as we hit a media timeout in the first period of play. The one goal scored by Garrett Gomez. Assists go to Kyle Eastman and Ryan McMurphy. That goal came at 4:44 of the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The only penalty to the Storm thus far had been Jared Linnell for tripping. And now McArdle is in the box as well. 2-minute power play for Waterloo. Faceoff will be to the left of Johan Mattson as Waterloo gets the power play underway. Storm trying to be successful here with another kill. They won the faceoff. Cecere tried to slap it out. Camerata kept it in. Up to Newell. Newell at the center of the point. Camerata down low now to Hunnebrinker. Hunnebrinker's pass was deflected. Taken away by McMurphy. McMurphy skates into neutral ice and dumps it all the way down. And Waterloo picks it up behind the net. Storm in a little bit of forecheck. Bonner ran into Camerata. He fell down. And now Klus has it. Klus in a neutral ice. Camerata in onside, barely, as Hinostroza almost was offside. Now the puck pops out of the zone. Storm able to get to it. Hrabowski trying to find a home run pass for Bonner. And the Storm are offside this time. With 1 minute and 15 seconds remaining in the penalty to Josh McArdle. Storm on the penalty kill right now. Penalty to McArdle was for roughing. 2 minutes at 6 minutes and 18 seconds in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 12:56 remains in this period. Once again, 1:15 remaining in the Storm penalty kill. Waterloo at the power play. They win the faceoff, and Papa finds McCoshin on the back end. McCoshin tries to play it up and neutralize. It's taken away by Vecchione and thrown all the way back down on Cal Peterson. Peterson, the goaltender, puts it back onto the stick of Mark Friedman, the Toronto, Ontario native, who starts things forward. Hinostroza at the blue line. Couldn't get it deep. Cecere and Vecchione trying to push it out. Friedman keeps it in. Cross-ice pass to McCoshin. Shot blocked by Ivy. Rebound. Vecchione backhands it all the way down. 43 seconds remain in the McArdle roughing penalty. Waterloo on the power play. Friedman starting from his own end. Friedman in a neutral ice. Cross to Hinostroza. Dumps it in deep to the far side corner. First man there is Maller. Maller trying to find Trevor Moore. Taken away by Waterloo. Step on. Up to Friedman. Friedman. Cross ice pass to McCoshin. Back to Friedman. At the right point. McCoshin at the left. Down low in the left circle. Back up to McCoshin at the left point. Over to Friedman. Friedman with a shot. It was blocked by Hrabowski's shoulder. 13 seconds left in the penalty. And it gets cleared out. Trevor Moore is racing. He'll be the first one to grab it. In the Waterloo zone, he gets tied up there, and McCoshin takes it back. 3 seconds left, taken away again by Munson. Munson killing the penalty there, and McArdle comes out of the box. Storm back at full strength. They're 2-for-2 on the penalty kill. Now they get an offensive zone turnover for a second, but McCoshin got it back. Found Veith, who got hammered by Ivy And now McCotton has it. Cotton in his own zone. Banks it off the back wall to Sasir. Sasir up to Letus. Now Sasir's pass gets blocked. Taken away by Waterloo. And Storm almost got away with a hooking call there. And a shot from the right point got deflected in front from Alex McCray. Cotton has it in his own zone. Finds Sasir. Sasir with a quick pass up to Ivy. Ivy's got some room to skate. Tries to flip it over to Cotton. Cotton found Opperman. Opperman got hit. Letus had a chance to light his man up there, but he actually refrained at the last second. And now Glukowski just backhands it down into the Waterloo zone. 10:53 remaining in the first period. And Peterson starts it. They cleared all the way down. Icing waved off in the Storm zone. Urbaski picks it up. Banks it off the backboards for Glukowski. Cross-size pass to Gomez. Deflects into the stands and out of play. Stoppage with 10 minutes and 39 seconds remaining. In the Nebraska Lottery, first period of play, Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. The only goal, Garrett Gomez from Kyle Eastman and Ryan McMurphy at 4:44 of this period. Face off to Johan Mattsson's left in the Storm zone. Won by Waterloo. Quick shot by Schmidt gets deflected into the netting. They'll do the face off over again in front of Mattsson. Shots on goal now on the board, 3-3. Not too many shots in the first half of the first period for either side. Face off once again to the left of Johan Mattsson. It'll be Witala for Waterloo against McMurphy. Scrum off the draw. Shot on Mattsson. He had to make a save there as it came from a close range. But he'd be able to make the save. Puts it in the far side corner. Eastman now fighting for it on the far side wall. And McArdle comes in to take it away. McArdle behind his own net. Starts out forward now. Outlet pass. Almost turned over. McMurphy gets it back. McMurphy finds Gomez in neutral ice. He gets to the red line. Dumps in deep. Eastman is chasing with his man. Nice hit there by Eastman on his man. And now the Storm taken away. Chance in front. And Gomez had a chance short side. He just put it wide. Bouncing puck down low. Bonner. Bonner in the near side corner. Bonner on the backhand gets it taken away. And now Waterloo moves out. Moving into the Storm zone on the right side. Liam Picaro passes it back up to the top for DeMario. Down low for Klus in the far side. Klus shot. Save Mattsson. Rebound behind the net. And it's taken away by the Storm. Nice job by Ivy taking Camerata and pushing him into the boards. Now a shot from the left point gets deflected out of play. Shot came from Mitch DeMario, the Franklin, Wisconsin native. 1-0. Storm lead Waterloo. 9:28 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off in the Storm zone to the right of Johan Mattsson. Bonner on the draw against Klus. Klus wins it. Quick shot from Camerata was blocked, and now the Storm come the other way. Linnell and Vecchione. Linnell dumps it in deep. Vecchione in the near side corner. Vecchione playing against DeMario. Bonner had a chance. Now Vecchione. Vecchione, a turnaround chance. Shot by Linnell. Just went wide. Might have actually hit goaltender Peterson. Peterson made the save, and then it went wide. As Linnell, down low, fighting with a few Waterloo players trying to keep this puck alive. Good shift here from Linnell, Bonner, and Vecchione. Linnell to the front. Backhand chance. Couldn't get a good shot on net. And it's pushed out of the zone. Rabosky gets hauled down. There's going to be an upcoming penalty. Storm with the delayed call. Now it's touched up by Peterson behind the net. Tri-City Storm will go on the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Penalty is whistled to Zach Stepan of Waterloo. Storm win the draw, and McGoya has it on the left point. Down low to Opperman, back to Mingoya. Mingoya takes a shot, gets deflected. Opperman trying to keep it alive there in the near side corner, taken away by Waterloo, pushed out to neutral ice. Glukowski finds Mingoya. Mingoya cross-ice pass to Trevor Moore. Moore dumps it in deep. Around the boards it goes to the near side corner. Opperman trying to cut it off there in a battle with a few players. Poke free. Mingoya has it. Mingoya cross-ice to Glukowski at the right point. Shot! Save, rebound, and it goes in! It looks like another goal for Nolan Gluckowski. It'll be his third in two nights. The shot was saved. Assist go to Mingoya and Trevor Moore. As Gluckowski takes that shot from the point, Peterson didn't get it cleanly with the glove. It bounced in the air and then continued to trickle towards the goal line. It eventually went past, and the Tri-City Storm get a power play goal, and they have a 2-0 lead. Oh, yeah, it went over the line, and it looks like nobody else touched it. It'll be a good goal for Nolan Gluckowski. 8:09 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm with a commanding 2-0 lead now, turning the tables on Waterloo, who had the 2-0 lead on Storm last night. Sasir in his own zone now behind the net. A lot of Waterloo players after the puck. Munson comes away with it, but it's taken away by Hinostroza. Takes a hit from Ivy, moves to Papa. Down low, back to Papa. Papa with a shot. Mattson holds the pad there, and they whistle the puck dead. It was still loose as Papa had it on the far side. Good credit to Johan Mattson, who makes a good save with his right pad there, holding the post on a good opportunity. Storm and Nolan Gluckowski, really third goal of the weekend for Nolan. An unexpected source of offense, providing the Storm with three goals this weekend. Stepan was in the box there for holding, and the Storm get another power play goal. This power play, since Jared Linnell has been back, has been in sync. And that time, Linnell wasn't even on the ice for their power play goal, but the whole unit has been rejuvenated with his presence. Waterloo now with the puck. They throw a shot towards the net, gets deflected wide. Maller over to Vecchione. Vecchione on the far side finds Linnell. Puck skips off his stick. Now moves back into the Storm zone. McArdle had it. He got taken off. Bonner comes in, and he found Linnell, but Linnell was offside. Stoppage of play with 7:17 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm have a 2-0 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. They whistle the offsides, and they move it to center ice for the faceoff. Klus and Bonner will do battle on the draw, and the faceoff won by Waterloo. Stepan has it now, finds Klus in onside. Tries to move it over to Camerata. It got deflected in the air. Camerata gloved it down and still had a chance for a shot at the net. And now it's taken away by the Storm. Linnell to the red line, dumps it in deep. Newell chasing in the far side corner. Bonner trying to take the puck away. It gets touched by the official and come out to the right point. Ivy with a shot saved by Peterson. Off the backboards it goes. Ivy again a shot saved by Peterson with the pad. And now out of the zone, Sasir has it. Off the near side boards, Vecchione touches up, and it goes in deep. Nice job by Vecchione there. Storm get a change. Linnell is the first man in on the forecheck. It gets knocked out of play. Excuse me, knocked out of the zone. Here comes Waterloo 2-on-1. Quick shot. Mattson got it with the glove. It flicked over the net. Big opportunity for Waterloo. Another chance in front. Mattson couldn't get it. It's a score. They get the goal. It's John Witala who scores. Witala, an odd angle shot. Mattson wasn't in correct position. And it's 2-1 now in favor of the Storm. Waterloo on the board. 6:21 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Mattson made a good first save, but Witala from the goal line with Mattson down on the ground let it squeak by him. It's now 2-1. Assist goes to Camerata. And Waterloo is back in this one here, with over 6 minutes remaining in the first period. Storm have the puck now in their own zone. McArdle finds Lidas. Cross-ice pass out into neutral ice and now into the Waterloo zone. Blake Winecki. And now it's going to be a penalty to Tri-City as there was a hit on Pius Rolavicius. A couple players pushing and shoving after the whistle. Lidas is the one who's going to the box. 2-1 lead in favor of the Tri-City Storm. Here, as we get a media timeout, we want to remind you that this is the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Did you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 41,000 college scholarships, have helped save many Nebraska wildlife habitats, and have funded new facilities at the State Fair? Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at anylottery.com. Tri-City Storm will be on the penalty kill for the third time tonight. And it looks like this could be a misconduct here on Heikki Lehtis as Eastman skates over to serve the penalty. It looks like it's going to be a 2-10 to Heikki Lehtis. Waterloo 0-2 on the power play, but they have some new life here as they just got on the board with a goal from John Wietala. And now the Storm have their work cut out for them on the penalty kill. Once again, Waterloo 0-2 on the power play, but it's a 2-10 for Heikki Lehtis. Eastman in the box to serve the penalty. Face off to the left of Mattsson in the Storm zone. Nice win by the Storm. Gulkowski trying to move it around and clear it. He gets taken down after he fanned on the first try. Now Gulkowski gets to it, tries to clear, kept in once again. Nice job on the left point there by Mark Friedman. Friedman with the puck, airs it out. Now gets batted out with the hand of Nolan Gulkowski. Good work by Gulkowski on the penalty kill. Back out to neutral ice. And Waterloo moves back in. Stepan with a quick shot. Mattsson there with the glove. And he holds on. Stops play with 5 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1:32 remaining in the penalty to Heikki Lehtis. And Eastman will come out of the box. Lehtis is in there for a solid 10 minutes. As the Storm are on the penalty kill, Bonner is on the faceoff now against Mike Hunnebrinker. To the right of Mattsson, won by Waterloo. They have it at their right point now. Quick shot. Mattsson makes the save. Camerata on the rebound. Moves it up to Newell on the right point. Newell on that right point. Down low to Camerata. Camerata back up top. Newell. Quick shot. Mattsson was there with the blocker. Rebound to Camerata. 1:15 remaining in the power play for Waterloo. Newell. Cross ice pass to Liam Pecoraro. Pecoraro finds Newell. Newell to Camerata at the top of the right circle. Down low. Deflects off a skate. Back to Pecoraro. Who's on the far side, and Kloose has it. Kloose finds Pecoraro at the left point. Newell with a shot deflected wide. Vecchione actually went out of play. Vecchione's the one who got a piece of it, and he's smarting a little bit after the play. 4 minutes and 50 seconds remain in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 52 seconds left in the Storm penalty kill. Couple chances for Waterloo. Nothing major yet. As the Storm change off their four penalty killers. And they'll be ready here. Face off to the left of Mattsson. Face off won by Waterloo. McCaution at the right point. Down low to Papa at the top of the right circle. Papa back up top. Leaves it for McCaution. McCaution holding. Shot. Mattsson was there with the pad save. And now it's kept in by Friedman. Down low. Maller clears around the near side and out of the zone. 33 seconds remaining in the Waterloo power play. Heikki Lehtis in the box. Serving a 10-minute misconduct. Waterloo starts forward. Step on in on side. McMurphy is there. Puck picked up by Rabosky in the far side corner. Six players there playing this puck. Seconds coming off the Waterloo power play. Waterloo comes away with it. They move it to the center. Quick shot, and it gets blocked by the Storm. Now McCaution, 5 seconds left. Throws another shot, saved by Mattsson. On the far side, a bouncing puck. Storm are back at even strength. Lukowski finds it, and out of the box comes Eastman. Eastman on the rush. Eastman to the net. Eastman does not shoot. Instead, holds on to the puck and goes into the far side corner. Eastman now behind the net. Eastman to the front shot. Save Peterson. Rebound was loose, and Waterloo comes away with it. Oh, what a nice setup there from Eastman. I believe it was Mingoya who took that shot, and it was a good save by Peterson, a point-blank shot from Mingoya. Now it's Opperman in his own zone, finds Maller. Maller, cross-ice pass too far in front of Trevor Moore, picked up by Mingoya, but he couldn't get it deep. And now here comes Waterloo on the transition. Wietala sets up his man, quick shot, and a save by Mattsson. Pius Rolovicius took that shot. 3 minutes and 16 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm came out and scored the first two goals of this period. It was Garrett Gomez who got the first goal for the Storm, putting them on the board. And the second goal goes to Nolan Glukowski on the power play. However, in the second half of this period, Waterloo has regrouped. They've scored one goal, and now they are threatening to tie this game. Storm win the faceoff in their own zone. Opperman gets it out, and here comes Mingoya. Mingoya in onside, down the left side, goes behind the net, and he will be there'll be a penalty whistled on Waterloo. Storm going back onto the Century 21 power play. A high sticking is the call. Mingoya went out to the races there on the near side. And looks like he may have drawn a penalty on Waterloo. And actually, Cecile drew the penalty. Nice look on our instant replay here by the Vero Event Center cameras. And the man in the box now is Liam Pecoraro, Canton, Massachusetts native, committed to the University of Maine. Pecoraro in the box. Storm with their second Century 21 power play of the night. They're one for one thus far. Opperman was looking to take a late change. Actually, he just had to get Eastman out there. Eastman seeing some power play time here as Linus is in the box. And the Storm do not win the faceoff. Waterloo clears it all the way down on Mattson. Mattson plays it over to a Waterloo player. That was Rolovicius. Now the Storm get it back, and it's Glukowski. Glukowski finds Opperman on the far side wall. Nice cross-ice pass to Trevor Moore. Moore moves in on side. Moore stopped at the left circle. Now cross-ice over to Glukowski. Glukowski fakes in a shot. Back to Mingoya. Mingoya fakes. Back to Glukowski. Glukowski banks back to Mingoya. Now it's down low to Opperman. Back up top to Glukowski. Glukowski settles it down. Takes a shot. Saved by Peterson. Glukowski on the near side. Opperman to Glukowski. Now Trevor Moore. Slap pass to Opperman. Opperman was wide open. Back to Mingoya. Mingoya over to Moore. Moore on the right circle to the front. Opperman shot. Score! Same play as last night. And the Storm get their second power play goal of the night. They lead 3-1. It's Opperman from Moore and Mingoya. The same play as last night. They have it working again. And Opperman hits his second goal in as many nights. The Storm with a 3-1 lead, 2:11 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Opperman's been able to make that play work as Moore gets the puck well wide. He squirts it through four players. And Opperman on the other side makes it count. Nice little celebration after the goal. The Storm get a late one here on the power play. Late in the first period, they lead 3-1. Now the faceoff was won by Waterloo. They dump into the Storm zone. Maller finds Vecchione. Vecchione, nice pass, leading Linnell. Linnell off to the races and neutral ice. He dumps it in deep. Tries to go by his man in the near side corner. Vecchione, nice hit. And Bonner goes down. No call coming on the near side. Now there will be a call on Waterloo once again. Stoppage of play, and the Storm are back on the Century 21 power play. 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining. Here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Storm will get another power play opportunity, it seems like, as yes, there will be a Waterloo player who goes to the box, Mitch DiMario. And this penalty, with just 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, if the Storm do not score here before the end of the period, they will extend 20 seconds more into the next period. Eastman is on again with with Opperman and Moore. Mingoya and Glukowski at the point. So four forwards here for the Storm once again. Face off won by Waterloo. Glukowski, great job keeping it at the right point. Finds Mingoya towards the net. Rebound, score! Deflection in front, the Storm. Power play is on fire right now. The goal for Eastman off the deflection. Mingoya with an assist. And Glukowski picks up another point. The Storm with a 4-1 lead. Four goals in the first period. Another power play goal. It took them just 8 seconds off the faceoff. As Moore won the draw, it went back to Mingoya. Glukowski with a great play to keep it in. And Waterloo has changed their goaltender. It's back to Eamon McAdam as the Storm score four goals on Cal Peterson. An offensive outburst for the Storm here in the first period. They have a 4-1 lead, 1:20 remaining in the period. Now it's in the Storm zone here, 1:15 remaining in the period. Ivy, back pass over to Roboski in the near side corner. He turns it over to Klus. Klus to the front, deflection, save, Mattson. Nice job right there by Camerata, and a great save by Mattson. On the far side wall, here comes Bonner off his skate. On a pass from Vecchione, he rolls back to Newell. Newell on the far side, and now it gets dumped in deep. It's going to be an icing on Waterloo. They were behind the red line. 53.9 seconds remaining. Here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, The Tri-City Storm have a 4-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks, and they're doing it with a short bench. Lidis is in the box with a 10-minute misconduct penalty, so he's been down. Matt Stern's been working overtime here on the bench with a lot of trainers. Quick shot off the draw for the Storm, and Gomez. Save made by McAdam. Couple fists going there after the whistle. McCoshin along with Eastman. Eastman a little frustrated by something there. We'll see what they do with the faceoff. It'll stay into the zone to the left of Eamon McAdam, who's in after Peterson has allowed 4 goals in the first period. Storm with a 4-1 lead. 48 seconds remaining in the first period. It's cleared out to neutral ice. McCardle batted it down with a glove. Now Eastman picks it up. Eastman is in offside. 39.7 seconds remain here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm have come out and made a statement here in the first period. 4 goals for the Storm. Gomez, Glukowski, Opperman, and Eastman. 3 of them power play goals against the top offensive unit in the USHL. That is why the Storm need to be careful. They do not want to let Waterloo back in the game as Waterloo dumps it in deep. Matson sticked it into the near side corner and had to make a save off of a shot. Rebound is batted over to Ivy. Ivy tried to play it up. Horton kept it in. Matson made a save on a weak shot from the outside from Horton and covered up. 22.1 seconds remain here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff will be to the left of Matson. Storm at this point just want to get out of this first period with that 3-goal lead. Bonner is on the draw for the Storm, and he's able to get possession off of that draw. Couple players fighting for it. Glukowski trying to dig it out. It is dug out by Waterloo. Quick shot got deflected. Schmidt had the shot. Ivy deflected it over the net. Now it's picked up with 6 seconds left by Bonner. Bonner out to Linnell. Linnell in a neutral ice. 2 seconds left in the period. That'll be it for the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm score 4 goals and have a 4-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks after 1-3 power play goals. Johan Mattsson with some big saves. And a lot to talk about here after the first period on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments after we take a break. Here on The Breeze, your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Storm fans, you can now bring the exciting action of Storm hockey to Tri-City area charities and nonprofit organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. I'm Jared Schaffran. The Tri-City Storm have come out and made a statement. In the first period, they have a 4-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks. Let's talk about it here in our Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. The Tri-City Storm come out with a bang here tonight. The power play is all that we want to talk about right now. A 3-for-3 mark in the first period. They have taken advantage of Waterloo penalties, and the Storm get 4 goals. The first one for Garrett Gomez from Kyle Eastman and Ryan McMurphy. Eastman had himself a heck of a period. Gomez off of the faceoff, McMurphy put it down low. Eastman did some great work. He found Gomez at the top of the left circle, and Gomez with a wrist shot found space in the top left corner of the net, beating Cal Peterson and getting that first goal of the night, giving the Storm a 1-0 lead early on. Then, later in the period on the power play, when the Storm got their first power play opportunity, it was Nolan Glukowski who wristed a shot from the point, and Peterson did not make the save cleanly. He got a piece of it with his glove. However, it trickled back into the net, and the Storm had a 2-0 lead. The assist on that goal for Trevor Mingoya and Trevor Moore. That became a theme as Waterloo scored a goal. John Witala from Taylor Camerata at 13:39 cut it to 2-1, and I'll tell you, Waterloo looked like they were dominating the game for those few minutes. Witala scores that goal, and then after that goal, Lidas takes a penalty for checking from behind. It was a 2-10 at 14:02. So that was just about 20 seconds after the Waterloo goal. Waterloo was coming at the Storm. They had a few opportunities. It looked as if the Storm were, you know, not playing as well as they had when they started that period on the 2-0 lead. However, penalties is what doomed Waterloo in that period. They took 3 separate penalties, and Liam Pecoraro went for high sticking at 16:56. The Storm were able to get a goal, their second power play goal of the period. Grant Opperman on the power play. The same play that worked the night before. Mingoya at the point. Cross-ice pass. Mingoya plays at the left point. Cross-ice pass down to the right circle to where Trevor Moore was. And Moore able to get a pass through everybody through the crease. And on the other side, Opperman able to make it count. It was Opperman's second power play goal in as many nights on the same play. Once again, from Moore and Mingoya. The Storm then, after leading 3-1, almost immediately after that goal, the goal was scored at 17:49. Another penalty to Waterloo. Mitch DiMario for slashing. 2-minute penalty at 18:20. So once again, just 30 seconds after the Storm were up 3-1, Waterloo finds himself back in the penalty box. And this time, it was a shot from Trevor Mingoya that was deflected by Kyle Eastman. We're going to review it to see if it was Eastman's goal. But right now, it's Kyle Eastman's power play goal. Eastman with 2 points in that period. Mingoya picks up 3 assists in that period. Glukowski, a goal and an assist. I mean, Trevor Moore picks up 2 assists. The Storm, right now, with that 4-1 lead, getting outshot 18-3 from Waterloo. So it's really just, you know, the opposite of last night, where the Storm were shooting well and getting opportunities but not able to finish. Tonight, every opportunity they've had, they've seemed to finish. That was something that the coach, Josh Howji, and Brian Ward, captain of this team, stressed to them in the locker room today that Storm had a meeting, and Brian Ward came in, motivated them, got them up for the game tonight, and Tri-City has looked good through one. They have a 4-1 lead right here on the Breeze. Here we're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. We're going to take a quick break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. When we come back, we'll have your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update, as well as the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the game right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm up 4-1 on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks after one period of play here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. It's time to check the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Tri-City Storm once again up 4-1 over Waterloo. The other games around the league, Fargo on top of Muskegon 3-2. Fargo on the road in Muskegon with that 3-2 lead after the second period in Muskegon. Lumberjacks trying to get back into that one. Omaha and Sioux City are scoreless after one period of play in Sioux City. Cedar Rapids hosting Team USA tonight, and Cedar Rapids with a 1-0 lead after one period of play. Dubuque with a 2-0 lead on top of the Chicago Steel after one in Dubuque. Des Moines trying to get revenge on Youngstown, who defeated Des Moines last night. Des Moines up 2-1 now at home in the first intermission. And in Lincoln, the Stars have a 1-0 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede and the first intermission. And Lincoln with a big win last night. The Stampede were off, and so Waterloo took back control of the Western Conference. Right now, things are very bunched up in the standings. Waterloo in first place with 32 points. Sioux Falls just behind him by 1 point with 31 points. Lincoln has 30 points. They're in third, but only 2 points out of first. 1 point behind Lincoln is Fargo. 1 point behind Fargo is Omaha. 1 point behind every team from first all the way down to sixth is separated by just 1 point. Waterloo, Sioux Falls, Lincoln, Fargo, Omaha, and Des Moines. Des Moines with 27 points just behind Omaha, and the Storm come just behind Des Moines. They have 24 points with an 11-12-2 record, looking to try to get two big ones here from Waterloo tonight. They have a 4-1 lead after the first period of play. It's a bunched-up USHL Western Conference right now. Storm trying to take advantage and strike, move back into playoff position. It's time for the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the game. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. We've got something for everyone. Trivia question tonight. If you tweet it at us, you can win tickets to the December 28th game against Lincoln here at the Viero Event Center, a 7:30 p.m. start. If you can get the right answer to this question on the Valentino's Italian Grand Buffet trivia question of the game, the question is, what two current Tri-City Storm players played together at Detroit CompuWare? Back in Detroit, a junior team over there. Once again, what two current Tri-City Storm players played together at Detroit CompuWare? If you know the answer, tweet it at us. Our handle is at Tri-City Storm. You could also tweet us and tell us how excited you are about the Storm with a 4-1 lead after one period of play here. A couple different goal scorers for the Storm. They have a 4-1 lead over Waterloo in Kearney right now. In the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, just a few minutes until we drop the puck on the second period, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be second period hockey from the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm leading 4-1 on top of Waterloo here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the special and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Tri-City Storm with a 4-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks here as we get ready to start the second period. Waterloo Black back on the ice, and they are wearing their black uniforms. Tri-City Storm now the results of the sweater contest. Josh Howgie is putting on one of the ugly sweaters that was voted the winner after the first period, and he'll want to cover that up with his blazer. But he has the ugly sweater on. I believe assistant coach Eric Fink also wearing an ugly sweater. Trainer Matt Stern picks one up as well. And the coaches back onto the ice leading their players. And it's a happy Storm team right now, leading 4-1 on top of Waterloo. They know they've got to take care of business for the next 40 minutes. Waterloo is an offensive team that can get back into games using their offense. And the Storm do not want to allow that to happen here tonight. Once again, a 4-1 lead. The four goal scorers for the Storm include Garrett Gomez, Grant Opperman, Kyle Eastman, as well as Nolan Glukowski, who gets his third goal in two games. Grant Opperman with his second in as many games. His fourth of the season for Opperman, fifth of the season for Glukowski, fifth of the season for Gomez, and for Eastman, his second goal in three games. So a couple players for the Storm here catching fire right off the opening draw here. Waterloo gets possession. Camerata fires a shot just over the net. Another chance for Kloos. Back to Camerata. He dumps it in deep. Waterloo going from right to left on your radio dial. Tri-City from left to right as a caution threw one towards the net, taken away by the Storm. Here comes Mingoya, who had three assists on those four goals in the first period. Mingoya streaks down the right side to the net. He fanned on the shot. Rebound gets swooped into the far side corner. Mingoya went right after that one. He was with Trevor Moore. Now Mingoya turns it over. He gets a turnover, excuse me, as Moore had it for a second. Bonner down low with Moore and Mingoya. Mingoya switches off for Vecchione. Now Bonner finds Vecchione. Shot, save, rebound, Moore, save again. Couple good saves there for Eamon McAdam, who came into this game after the Waterloo goaltender Cal Peterson was pulled, letting up four goals in that first period. Another shot from Stepan now that went over the net. Picked up by Hino Stroza, taken away by the Storm. It's Bonner. Bonner in onside on the right side, looking for the pass. He shot Vecchione, saved by McAdam. Nice save. Vecchione able to adjust to that pass and get a good shot on net. Storm able to keep it in as Glukowski stepped up and dumped it in deep. Bonner to the front. Linnell had a shot that was saved. Now on the far side, Roboski couldn't keep it in. Hinostroza chasing after it as it goes into the Storm zone. Glukowski around the net. In front of the net, Glukowski finds Vecchione. Vecchione, nice little leave to Bonner. Bonner in onside on the right side. Bonner down low into the corner. Falls down, shifts it over to Eastman. Eastman on the far side, moves to the top of the left circle, finds Bonner. Bonner with a shot. Nice glove save from Eamon McAdam. Bonner had that one labeled for the top right corner of the net, and McAdam stuck the glove up and made the save. He's so far perfect since he's come into the game replacing Peterson. 18-10 remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm with a 4-1 lead on Waterloo. Can't forget about the one Waterloo goal as they scored one in between after the Tri-City Storm scored two. Waterloo had one, and then the Storm got two more as there was a shot there from Waterloo that Mattson got easily and deflects out of play. 18 minutes and 1 second remain in the second period of play. Tri-City Storm have a 4-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. On Ugly Sweater Night at the Viero Event Center, last game here before Christmas. As McArdle plays it up for Gomez. Gomez in onside on the left side, gets stopped by Waterloo. Puck goes in deep, and it's played around a Veith on the near side for Waterloo. Outlet pass too far ahead of his intended target, Horton, and the Storm dump it back into Waterloo's zone. It goes in deep, picked up down low there. And it's put all the way to Veith on the far side, who puts it into neutral ice. And Cotton plays it back to Ivy, who takes a hit, moves it to Opperman. Opperman puts it in onside. Loose puck picked up by McCoshin. Cross-ice pass to Veith. Dumps it in to the Storm zone. Veith down to chase it. Fell down. Ivy was ready for him there. As Opperman on the near side now. Opperman skating forward into the Waterloo zone on the right side. Trying to get past his man. Threw it towards the net. Cotton couldn't get a hold of it. Now Cotton does get a hold of it in the near side corner. Opperman with him. Opperman gets possession to Glukowski, who dumps it in off the backboard. DiMario plays it around on the far side. Hrabowski comes in to keep it down low. Newell swings it around to the far side. Now Vecchione at the left point. To the chance in front. Opperman was there for his deflection. And a nice save there by McAdam. Long pass that does not connect up with its intended recipient. It's whistled down for an icing on Waterloo. 4-1 lead for the Tri-City Storm. 16:44 remaining. Here in the second period of play at the Vieira Event Center. Faceoff will be back in the Waterloo zone. It's going to be Munson on the draw against John Witala, who has the one goal here for Waterloo tonight. Faceoff is won by Waterloo. They move it out of the zone. Maller gets to it on the far side wall on neutral ice and dumps it in deep. Picked up there by DeMario, turns it over to Mingoya. Mingoya down low. Mingoya at the top of the left circle finds McArdle. McArdle with a shot, deflection, save, rebound, and McAdam hops on top. Trevor Moore was trying to sniff out a rebound there. Storm have been very good the last two nights in getting players in front of the net for deflections. We've seen Eastman score on a deflection tonight. Last night we saw a great screen from Tim Lappin. Last couple plays of Storm, they've just been very good in front of the net, getting bodies in front of Waterloo. Faceoff won by the Storm. Mingoya takes a shot. It was blocked. Rebound. Mingoya falls down. Mingoya slow to get up here. Not good for the Storm as Waterloo goes the other way. Step on with a shot. Rebound. Matson with the left hand save. Another save for Matson. Now Mingoya on the bench holding his wrist. And not good for the Storm as play continues here. 16 minutes remaining in the second period. They have a 4-1 lead as the Storm bring it out. Neutralized. Vecchione sprung free, but it's taken away by Friedman. Friedman gets it out of his Waterloo zone. It's cleared all the way down. Icing waved off in the Storm end as Maller tried to leave it off for Sasir. It was taken away by Waterloo. Sasir doing a good job plowing his man into the boards. And he takes the puck away. Sasir, good play on Kloos, but now he turns it over. Quick chance. Matson makes the save and kept it out. A nice shot there from Waterloo. And now it gets swept all the way down to the Waterloo zone. Icing is whistled on the Storm. 15 minutes and 31 seconds remaining. Here in the second period of play, Matt Stern attending to Trevor Mingoya on the bench. And we'll see how Mingoya is feeling. He was very slow to get up. After that play, 3 assists on the night for Mingoya. Not a guy the Storm want to lose from their lineup at this point. As Waterloo wins the faceoff, but it goes all the way down in their own zone. 15:22 remaining. Storm on the forecheck, taken away by Vecchione. Vecchione down low. Linnell gets sealed off. Bonner is all over Hinostroza as it gets played up. Nice hit there by Sasir. And now it's picked up by Bonner, but it gets shoved out of the zone. And Ivy's the only man back there to play it for the Storm. He moves around one man, but lost the puck as it was moving forward. Now Waterloo dumps in deep. Sasir, first man back against Hinostroza. And Sasir, nice little play, gets it to Linnell. Linnell, cross-ice pass. Vecchione gets around one man. Vecchione, before the red line, dumps it into the Waterloo zone. Hinostroza, cross-ice pass. And now Waterloo moving out into the Storm zone. Hrabowski picks it up. Dumps it back into neutral ice. Newell picks it up. Newell on his own blue line for DeMario. Now in the neutral ice. Cross-ice dump into the near side corner. Glukowski plays it on the near side wall. Shot towards the slot. Bouncing puck. And it goes to the backboards. Chance in front. Matt's a nice right pad save. On the Waterloo. Another good opportunity. Matson has made some very good saves tonight as the Storm dumped this one right in on McAdam. He calms it down, picked up by Newell. Newell behind his own net. 14:10 remaining in the second period. Storm with a 4-1 lead. Maller on the far side wall gets taken down. Here comes Waterloo. Quick shot. Went wide of the net. Matson was there. And Gomez trying to chip it out. It goes down low. Here's a chance in front for Waterloo, and it was Camerata who threw it to the front. Now on the far side wall, Camerata chips it forward, and no shot. Now a shot goes wide as Eastman gets to it for the Storm. Waterloo having a couple good chances here, trying to get back in this game. They trail 4-1 of the Storm. Friedman dumps it all the way down to the Storm, and it'll be icing on Waterloo. Chance to the Storm with an offensive zone faceoff. Mingoya back out on the ice. That's what the Storm want to see. He seems to be okay. 13:35 remaining. Here in the second period of play, Storm with a 4-1 lead at the Vieira Event Center on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Shots even, 21 apiece right now between the Storm and Waterloo. Storm with a draw, quick shot from Moore got blocked. More down low for Mingoia. Mingoia to the front. Shot from Munson. Rebound goes wide. Moore picks it up. Another chance went wide. Sasir keeps it at the left point. To the net. Was blocked by Makasha. Now here comes Waterloo. They break out. Going in deep is Witala. He gets stopped by the Storm. Mingoia starts to play up to Munson. Munson dumps it in deep after he hit the red line. As it gets played by Waterloo, they're moving back down towards the Storm end. It's Schmidt. Schmidt in onside. Quick shot. Mattson makes the blocker save. Another shot went wide. As that time it came, I believe, from another Waterloo player, John Witala. And now the Storm get possession. They move out into neutral ice. Moore just throws one in deep as he gets hit. And now the Storm with a turnover. It's Cotton. Cotton with a shot. Rebound went wide. Don't know if McAdam had to get a piece of that one, but there was a few Waterloo players in front. As now here comes the Blackhawks. As a shot, and they came into the zone offside. Blake Winnecke tried to take a shot that was blocked. It did come in offside. We get a stoppage of 12 minutes and 29 seconds remaining in the second period. And Jason Cotton takes a penalty. So it'll be a Waterloo power play. Cotton goes to the box. Cotton had a good chance there as he read the forecheck well and got a turnover. And then I guess coming back down the ice, he takes a penalty. Storm are shorthanded for the fourth time tonight. The difference in this game has been special teams. Waterloo, 0 for 3 on the power play. Storm, 3 for 3 on the power play. They lead this game 4 to 1 as it's going to be Cotton in the box. First penalty of the second period. 2 minutes on the board. So a ton of penalties in the first. As the Storm are happy to have Heikki Liedes back after he served his misconduct 10 minutes. And now DeMario on the left point wins the draw for Waterloo. 2 minute power play for the Blackhawks. DeMario finds Friedman. Friedman down low. Quick shot by Camerata was deflected. And McMurphy played it out of the zone. Didn't go all the way deep. Took an awful bounce for the Storm off the near side boards. And now it goes back in for Waterloo in the near side corner. Kloos, cross-ice pass, got deflected. Quick shot. Mattson was there with the save on Camerata. Puck is cleared all the way around and out of the zone by the Storm. It goes all the way down. 1:28 remaining on the Jason Cotton penalty. Waterloo on the power play. In their own zone, Friedman starts out to Camerata. Back to Friedman at the red line now. Dumps in deep, gets deflected out of play by Tri-City. Looked like a deflection. And we get a stoppage with 1:13 remaining in the Jason Cotton penalty. 11:41 remaining in the second period. As the Storm have a 4-1 lead over Waterloo. Mike Hunnebrinker takes the faceoff against Heikki Liedes on the penalty kill. Won by Waterloo. Hinostroza to Newell. Newell moves in onside on the far side. Maller stops it there. Waterloo, nice job keeping it in for a second there by Hinostroza, but then Liedes sweeps it out of the zone. Picked up by Makashin in his own end. Finds Newell. Newell at his own blue line. Outlet pass for Hinostroza, who dumps in deep. McArdle takes a hit. Moves it to Maller. Chance there, and it's behind the Storm net. 45 seconds left in the Cotton penalty. Comes out to Makashin on the near side wall. Down low, Hinostroza, cross-ice pass. Shot from Newell gets deflected wide of the net. And McArdle plays it around the near side. Liedes trying to shove it out. He can't. Kept in by Horton. Now it's played by Liedes, and Vecchione clears it all the way down on the goaltender. It's gloved by Makashin. And now on the far side, Waterloo comes in. Storm taking it back out of the zone. McMurphy with a chance here to Gomez. Gomez, 13 seconds left in the opportunity for Waterloo on the power play. And Gomez eats some time. Now comes away with the puck again in the far side corner. Garrett Gomez with a great penalty killing play. Kills the rest of the penalty off, and Cotton is out of the box. Waterloo 0 for 4 now on the power play. Cotton breaks up a pass, and now here comes Gomez right back in the zone on the right side. Slap shot just goes wide of the net. Karam's all the way out of the zone. And Sasir picks it up in his own zone. Sasir, cross-ice pass all the way down, hops over Newell's stick. Mingoia, first man there in the zone of Waterloo. Mingoia gets double-teamed, trying to play the puck free. Mingoia, nice job, doing good work on the far side now. Still with possession. Mingoia banks it off of Munson, and now Waterloo picks it up. Under 10 minutes remaining in the second period. No goals here in the second. Storm lead 4-1. All the goals were scored in the first period. Sasir down low for Ivy. Ivy behind the net. Outlet pass to Mingoya off a skate. Mingoya able to control. Gets to the red line. Dumps in deep. Trevor Moore is there to play it against Friedman. On the far side wall, Munson was there. Gets cleared back out to neutralize. Bouncing puck. Maller calms it down. Puts it back into the Waterloo zone. Waterloo will start the other way. Taken away by the Storm. Here comes Mingoya. Mingoya backhands it deep. And he'll go off on a line change. Productive shift for Trevor Mingoya. Now Waterloo comes the other way. It's Camerata. Camerata leaves for a step on a neutral ice. He gets taken off the puck by Vecchione. Here comes Bonner trying to weave through a few players. Came in on side. Linnell comes over to chip the puck over to the far side. Kloos gets tied up by Moore. And now Waterloo has it. Neutral ice. Stepan takes a hit from McArdle. And we get a stoppage as the puck went out of play. 9 minutes even remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm with a 4-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City being outshot 24-22 by Waterloo. As the faceoff came to center ice, Camerata off the draw. Dumps it in deep to the Storm end. Glukowski behind the net. Over to Rabosky. Rabosky now out in front to Vecchione. Storm out neutralized. Vecchione in on side on the right side. Down to Bonner. Bonner weaves through a man. Tries to throw one in front. And it was taken away by Waterloo. Linnell throwing his body around. But it's taken away once again by the Blackhawks. And Kloos out to neutralize. Kloos in on side. Throws a shot that got deflected by Rabosky down low. Now a bouncing puck. Mattson, nice job. Poke checking a wraparound attempt away. As Vecchione the near side boards. Trying to play it up to Linnell. Gets stopped, but now Glukowski does a nice job lifting it back out to neutralize. Linnell moves in onside, dumps it in deep. We have, looks like, a delayed penalty coming up to Waterloo. Storm on the Century 21 power play once again. A slashing call to the Blackhawks. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Penalty to Waterloo's Alec McRae. And the Storm on the Century 21 power play lost the faceoff, and Waterloo clears it all the way down. Into the near side corner is Glukowski. Glukowski to Mingoya. Mingoya on the far side wall. Starting things here, Storm once again. Century 21 power play. They are 3-for-3 tonight. Moore in onside on the left side. Stops down low. Throws it back up top for Mingoya. Mingoya fakes on a shot. Down low to Opperman. Opperman cross ice to Glukowski at the right point. Glukowski down low to Moore. Moore with a pressure on him. Down low. Eastman seeing more power play time. Moore finds Glukowski at the right point. Glukowski fakes on a shot. Now moves down low to the circle. Shot save by McAdam. Nolan Glukowski. All kinds of offense in him lately. As he made a nice move to get around a man and threw a shot in on goal. Stoppage of play with 1 minute and 19 seconds remaining on the McRae slashing penalty for Waterloo. Storm of the Century 21 power play. 7:31 remaining in the second period. It's Tim Bonner who takes the draw in the offensive zone now against Pius Rolovicius. Quick shot off the draw, saved by McAdam. And now another penalty will be whistled. This time it looks like to the Storm. So that'll be it for the Century 21 power play. The Storm will now be 4-on-4 with Waterloo as Linnell takes a penalty while the power play was going on for a hook. Linnell in the penalty box for the second time tonight took a tripping penalty in the first period. And now it's a hook on Linnell. 4-on-4 for the next minute and 10 seconds. Then it'll be a 50-second Waterloo power play. 7:22 remaining in the second period here. Storm with a 4-1 lead. Faceoff won by Waterloo. They try to go forward. Camerata is stopped, and McArdle gets to the puck. Outlet pass for Bonner. Went off of his stick. DeMario plays it back to Kloos. He takes a big hit from Maller. And now McArdle has it. Nice little pass to Vecchione. 2-on-2 here for the Storm. Vecchione in on side with the rest side. Down low to Bonner. Bonner shot, score! Tim Bonner from Mike Vecchione. It's a 4-on-4 goal. The Storm have a 5-1 lead. Bonner from Vecchione. A 2-on-2 play. And the Storm are all smiles on the bench here with a commanding 5-1 lead at the Vieira Event Center. Bonner with a nice play. Vecchione and Bonner, they really entered the zone in the best way possible. Bonner came in onside, and then he sped up as Vecchione slowed down. The pass actually got deflected off of a Waterloo stick. Victor Newell deflects it, but right onto the stick of Tim Bonner, and he took it the rest of the way. Storm with their fifth goal of the night. They lead 5-1. Still 4-on-4 here for the next 44 seconds. Ivy now with the puck. The Storm have it in their own zone, a 5-1 lead. It'll be 4-on-4 for the next 36 seconds, and then a Waterloo power play for 50 seconds. Ivy out of his own zone into neutral ice. Too far ahead of Cecere is the pass. And now here comes Waterloo back in onside. But there was a man who tripped down, and here comes Mingoya. Mingoya on a breakaway. Mingoya fake shoots, and a what a save by McAdam. With the right pad, got Trevor Mingoya and robs him of his first goal. Mingoya has been looking for his first goal since he joined the Storm back in October. Now McCaution with a shot saved by Mattson as he entered the zone. And now Waterloo with the puck in the Storm zone. Another shot on Mattson, save made. Lukowski on the near side. And now Waterloo on the power play. They throw another shot in on Mattson. He makes the save. Couple players pushing and shoving in front of the Storm crease. And the Storm have a 5-1 lead. 41 seconds remain in the penalty to Linnell for a hook. 6:03 remaining in the second period. But, boy, Trevor Mingoya, the guy can't catch a break. He finds himself on another breakaway. And he makes a great move on the backhand, but the goaltender, Eamon McAdam, great right pad save at the last second. And Mingoya is held silent once again. He does have three assists in this game. As Waterloo won the faceoff, Gomez able to block a shot and dump it down. Under 6 minutes remaining here in the second period. Waterloo, 27 seconds remaining on the power play. They get it in onside, but it's stopped there by Gomez, and he sweeps it out. Garrett Gomez doing a heck of a job on the penalty kill. Both times he's seen action on the kill, he's done a good job clearing the puck down. Now Waterloo comes back in onside. Quick shot gets deflected in on Mattson. Mattson finds it through traffic and covers up. 9 seconds left in the Jared Linnell penalty. 5 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the second period of play. Storm have the only goal of the period. They lead 5-1 on Waterloo. Tim Bonner, the fifth different Storm goal scorer tonight. Their season high is 6 goals. They had that last Saturday against Team USA. Face off to the left of Johan Mattson, won by Waterloo. 7 seconds left in the power play. Shot by DeMario gets blocked in front by Ivy. And now Ivy struggling to get back on his feet. He'll shake that one off. Storm back at even strength. Bonner in onside. Bonner with a backhand shot saved by McAdam. Linnell out of the box. And now Waterloo coming back into the Storm zone. Pecoraro dumps it in deep. 5:10 remaining in the second period. On the far side, nice job by Roboski tying up his man. He gets kicked over to Camerata. Nice little move, but it's taken away. Vecchione leaves for Linnell. Linnell on the right side of the neutral zone, dumps in, moves in to the center in the slot. Vecchione had a chance at it, but he was obstructed there. He couldn't get a shot off as Waterloo, Jake Horton, took him away. Now Horton trying to throw his body around as the Storm dump it in deep to the Waterloo zone. Camerata out in neutral ice. He gets hit, but moves away from a couple players and moves in onside. Camerata trying to find some space towards the net. Mattson makes the save. Rebound. Mattson was there, and a whistle blows. Mattson with some trouble there. It looks like the puck did not cross the line. Camerata, some pushing and shoving with Lidas in front of the net. Mattson definitely had some trouble with it, but he kept it out of the net. 5-1 lead for the Storm as we hit a media timeout here. Shots are 27-27 late in the second period. Tri-City has done a really great job here tonight on the power play. 3 power play goals for the Storm tonight. One from Glukowski, one from Opperman, and one from Kyle Eastman. Mingoya with 3 assists. Glukowski with 2 points. Eastman with 2 points. Moore with 2 points. Opperman with 2 points. Bonner had that last goal from Vecchione. The two of them get on the board. As we will resume play in just a second, 4:27 remaining in this one. Tri-City with a 5-1 lead on top of Waterloo here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff to the right of Johan Mattsson. Munson against Hinostroza on the faceoff. Won by Waterloo. A chance there, but it was broken up by McArdle. Nice play. Storm had it in neutral ice. A pass went just under the stick of Trevor Moore. And now Waterloo has it in their own zone. Moore steals it away for a second. And now Friedman plays it up to Papa. Papa finds a streaking Hinostroza in onside. He tried a centering pass blocked by McArdle. And now Papa gets tied up by Moore. He's going to get called for a hook. Storm touch up. Penalty is called. 4:01 remaining in the second period. It's a hooking call on Trevor Moore. Moore was not happy with the call. He was complaining while the play was still going on. But Moore back to the box. Waterloo is 0-5 on the power play. They have the top power play in the USHL. The Storm have held them silent on it tonight. As the faceoff will come to the left of Johan Mattsson. 2 more minutes on the power play for Waterloo. Bonner on the draw. And Waterloo able to win it. Back to Friedman at the right point. Over to McCoshin on the left. Down low. Back to McCoshin. Now Friedman with some space. Fakes in a shot. Puts it down low to the right circle to Camerata. Now Friedman. Slap pass. Shot to Mattsson. And Kloos couldn't get a hang of it. He had a wide open net. Couldn't get it in. Now another chance for the Waterloo. And the Storm broke it up for a second. Now McCoshin back to Friedman. Friedman fakes in a shot. Finds Camerata on the right circle. Back to Friedman. Now Camerata at the top of the right circle. Down low to the goal line. Step on. Cross ice to Friedman. Stops it with a skate. Down low to McCoshin at the left circle. Cross ice pass. Camerata couldn't handle it cleanly. Now Friedman's shot. Blocked in front by the Storm. And McMurphy tried a clearing attempt. It was kept in by Waterloo. Nice job there by Friedman. Camerata at the right circle. Shot. Blocked there by Ivy. Ivy hustling to the puck. Bangs into the boards. Puck comes loose. Waterloo with it again. 1:05 left in the power play for Waterloo. Ivy trying to play his man now. Kloos down low behind the net. Kloos with Cecere on him. Kloos to the near side now. Still with the puck. Leaves it off for Stepan in the near side corner. Ivy hits him into the backboards. Camerata to the front. Pass was blocked by Cecere. Camerata still with the puck. Up top to Friedman. Friedman over to Pecoraro came onto the ice. And now Camerata back to Friedman. Friedman at the right point. Camerata back to Friedman. Shot. Blocked again by Ivy. Another chance. Glove down. Bounces in on Mattsson. And he covers up. 31 seconds remaining in the hooking penalty to Trevor Moore. 2:32 remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. KLIQ. And Storm right there. That was an extended possession for Waterloo. In the Storm zone. At the Storm, they stayed, you know, kept their composure and stayed with the Waterloo attackers. Josh Howgie with a discussion here with the officials now. As the faceoff is won by Waterloo, Pecoraro on the left point. Vecchione on him. Crosses over to Hinostroza. Now back to Pecoraro. We get a stoppage. We get a penalty for a slash on Waterloo. Ends the power play. They're now 0-6 with the man advantage. And the penalty comes to number 18, Mike Hunnebrinker. Will be 4-on-4 for 22 seconds. The Storm will then go on the Century 21 power play. There's 2:23 remaining in the second period. And the Storm with a golden opportunity here as they will have 4-on-4 and a power play, which will almost end out this period. Offensive zone faceoff won by the Storm. Lead us to McArdle. McArdle softly dumps it back down low. Hinostroza finds his man Papa. Papa in a neutral ice. Cut off by McArdle. McArdle cross ice pass over to Gomez. Gomez in onside with some room to lead us. Shot over the net. Rebound. Caroms around on the near side. Goes off of a Waterloo skate. Gomez able to keep it in. Down low. Pecoraro takes it. Lead us on him. Storm now with a power play. 1:30 remaining in the Storm power play. Puck gets deflected towards the center. Moore back onto the ice. Glukowski at the right point. Little dangerous pass from Mingoya. Down low to Moore. Moore. Down low to Gomez. At the goal line. Trying to pass for Litas. Gets deflected back onto the stick of Moore. Shot from Mingoya. Save made by McAdam. Gomez. Back up to Mingoya. Mingoya. Little trouble with it, but he calms it down. Glukowski. Back to Gomez. Cross ice pass deflected into the air. And Waterloo gets to it. Glukowski holds it in at the right point. Glukowski over to Mingoya. Plays it with a skate. Now Mingoya with some pressure. Gets away from his man. Mingoya at the left circle. Download to Gomez. Gomez. Pass was deflected back on a Mingoya stick. In front to Lita. Shot saved by McAdam. Rebound comes to Glukowski with a shot. Saved by McAdam into the netting. And a stoppage of play. 46 seconds remain on the penalty to Hunnebrinker. Storm of the Century 21 power play. 1 minute and 9 seconds remains in the second period. Storm with a 5-1 lead on Waterloo. Nice puck movement on the power play from the Storm. Three power play goals tonight for this unit as Cecere off the faceoff. Storm have it. Cecere over to Bonner at the top of the right circle. Bonner back to Cecere at the middle of the point. Now to Vecchione at the left circle. Cecere fakes on a shot. Cecere, shot, deflection, rebound. What a save by McAdam. He robs Linnell with the glove. Linnell came in with the backhand shot. McAdam has been very good since he came into the net. He's made a couple big-time saves. Only has allowed one goal. As here, the Storm worked the puck well. Cecere takes a shot that gets bounced around in front. Linnell had that backhand shot. Now the Storm win the draw again. Cecere to Bonner. Bonner with some room. Shot gets deflected in front of bouncing puck. And it goes out of the zone. Bonner tried to keep it in. He fell down. Cecere with 15 seconds left on the man advantage. Moves it over to Vecchione, who dumps it in deep. Around on the near side boards. Bonner keeps it in. Munson in the near side corner. Download it. Linnell threw one in front off of Waterloo player. It gets cleared all the way down. That'll do it for the Storm power play. Hunnebrinker out of the box. Cecere on the far side turns it over to Hunnebrinker. Just 16 seconds left in the period. Hunnebrinker to the bottom of the left circle. Shot. Mattson with a save. And now it's played up to Linnell. Linnell can skate out to the red line. And his clearing shot was deflected. And now the Storm would be offside. But they had a tag up. 2 seconds left in the period. A collision as the time expires. Mattson makes a save. Collision between Kloos and Maller. But that's it for the second period. The Storm get the only goal of the period. They lead 5-1. Now out shooting Waterloo 32-30 in a commanding lead here at the Viero Event Center. Once again, Storm leading 5-1 after two periods of play. We'll have all the action recap for you in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful seasoned crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Chaffron.
After 40 minutes of play, the Tri-City Storm have a 5-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center. I'm Jared Chaffron. It's your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Tri-City Storm with another goal there in that period. They held Waterloo silent in the second period. The score is 5-1. In favor of the Storm. In the second period, the one goal, Tim Bonner from Mike Vecchione at 12:58 of the second period. Couple penalties in that period. Cotton went for hooking at 7:31. Alec McRae for slashing at 11:47. Linnell for hooking at 12:38. Moore for hooking at 15:59. And Hunnebrinker for slashing at 17:37. So a couple power play opportunities for each side. Neither team scored on a man advantage last period. Tri-City out 3 of 5 on the power play. Waterloo 0 for 6 tonight. That has been the difference. The Storm getting some goals on the power play, which have helped them immensely. And Waterloo has been shut out with their man advantage, the top power play team in the USHL. And they will add an assist on the one Storm goal to Josh McArdle. McArdle's third assist of the season. And Tri-City, that 5-1 lead. So it'll be Bonner from Vecchione and McArdle. McArdle picks up that assist. Now, shots on goal in the second period. The Storm had 19, Waterloo with 12. Final tally after two periods, Tri-City with 32, Waterloo with 30. Looking at the goaltending matchup here tonight, Johan Mattsson has made 29 saves on 30 shots. Cal Peterson started the game. He made 8 saves on 12 shots, got pulled after 18 minutes and 28 seconds after that fourth Storm goal. Eamon McAdam has since made 19 saves on 20 shots, and I'll tell you what, McAdam has made some tough stops on the Storm, and he's done a good job in replacing Cal Peterson. However, I'm sure head coach P.K. O'Hanley for the Blackhawks got to be a little upset at his offensive output here. Just one goal. The Storm defense has done all they can to shut down Waterloo through two periods. The Storm have that 5-1 lead, and that's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. When we come back, we'll have your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update, as well as the Valentino's trivia answer of the game. Once again, you can get in your Valentino's trivia question answers by tweeting at us on Twitter. The question was, what two current Tri-City players played together at Detroit CompuWare? We'll get you the answer in just a few moments here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ Hastings.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle-building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney, just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's intermission on the ice. Tri-City Storm Hockey is back in action in just a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the booth with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Through two periods, the Tri-City Storm have a 5-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center. I'm Jared Schaffrin with you, and we're going to check the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Storm scoreboard watching tonight, hoping for some help here in the Western Conference as we look at the standings. Fargo did get a 5-2 win on top of the Muskegon Lumberjacks. So 2 points for Fargo doesn't help the Storm tonight. Sioux City has a 2-1 lead on top of the Omaha Lancers. That would help the Storm, who are trying to catch Omaha in the Western Conference. Sioux City definitely could use the points as well. 2-1 lead after two in Sioux City for the Musketeers. Cedar Rapids with a 2-1 lead on Team USA after two periods of play in Cedar Rapids. Dubuque putting up a 5-spot on Chicago. 3 minutes left in the second period in Dubuque, and the Fighting Saints have a 5-0 lead on the Chicago Steel. Des Moines and Youngstown are tied 3-3 after two periods of play. That is being played in Des Moines. And Lincoln has a 2-1 lead on Sioux Falls. We'll take a look at that one. 1 minute is remaining in the second period. Lincoln, once again, a 2-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. That game actually now just going to the second intermission. The goals for Lincoln: Eric Scheid from Vinny Letteri, Thomas Forgione unassisted for Sioux Falls, and Eric Scheid again, his second goal of the game, unassisted. Lincoln with that 2-1 lead on Sioux Falls. And when we check the standings here, if the scores hold up tonight, we'll actually see Lincoln tied for first place, I believe, as Waterloo would lose. Lincoln would have 32 points, tied with Waterloo. Sioux Falls would be 1 point behind them. Fargo would actually have 31 points, so it would be a total scramble in the first two positions. It would be Waterloo and Lincoln tied for first, Sioux Falls and Fargo tied for second, and they would just be separated by only 1 point. So that is if the scores hold up here in the USHL. That's your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard and news update. Let's check the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia answer of the game. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. The question tonight: what two current Tri-City Storm players played together at Detroit CompuWare? And I'll quickly scan Twitter here. We do have one correct answer. Congratulations to @Howgie44. Correct answer was Joel L'Esperance. And actually, that's incorrect. I apologize. The correct answer is Ryan Ivey and Joel L'Esperance. We did get one submission there from Howgie44, L'Esperance and Glukowski. That is incorrect. The correct answer is Ryan Ivey, who's from Plymouth, Michigan, and Joel L'Esperance, who is out of the lineup tonight. but is also from the area in Michigan. Storm Glukowski, also from Wixom, Michigan. A bunch of players from Michigan on this Storm team. However, correct answer to that question, Ryan Ivey and Joel L'Esperance here. Better luck next time on the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Trivia question of the game. Still looking for a chance to send two people to the Viero Event Center right here on December 28th against the Lincoln Stars. That'll be the prize for the correct answer next week. The Storm next week will be on the breeze for two games next weekend as they will travel to Sioux Falls on Friday to face the Stampede and then Fargo on Saturday to face the Force. Two big games as those are two of the top four teams in the Western Conference. The Storm are going to be looking to get those points, try to catch up in the Western Conference standings. Right now, tonight, the Storm have a 5-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks, just 20 minutes away from two more points in the standings. When we come back, we'll have the drop of the puck in the third period right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney, just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Hey, Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan ticket package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save. Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan ticket package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Your Tri-City Storm now enter the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks after two periods. We're getting set for the third period here in Kearney at the Viero Event Center. Storm back out on the ice. And, you know, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, has always been known as a bit superstitious. I wonder if he'll be interested in wearing his ugly sweater in future games. If the Storm hold on for a victory tonight, he's got his ugly sweater on. Coming back on the ice with his assistant coach, Eric Fink. Storm have a 5-1 lead. Back on the ice, they will go from right to left on your radio dial in the third period. Waterloo from left to right in the third period. As the Storm have scored 3 power play goals in this game, they've gotten goals from 5 different scorers. In control of this one, 5-1 right now. Got to be careful with Waterloo. They are the top offensive team in the USHL, but 20 more good minutes from the Storm should mean 2 points. Munson will take the opening draw for the Storm against Justin Kloose. Faceoff won by Waterloo. They'll start things moving towards the Storm end. As they try to move in, their play is blocked off. Storm put it back onto the stick of Newell. Now Camerata dumps it in deep into the Storm end. Step on first man there, throws it towards the net, went behind the net. And now it's picked up by Newell on the right point. His pass is deflected by Trevor Moore. Down low, Kloose has it. Kloose with some space. Down low to the front. And a shot from McCosham was blocked there by Mingoya. And Moore takes it away. Moore moving out into the end of Waterloo. Newell finds McCosham in his own zone. Now Camerata loses it to Vecchione. Vecchione with a pass just behind Tim Bonner. Now Vecchione tried to break up the play the other way. Camerata got taken off his stick. It's pushed forward by Linnell. Picked up by Liam Pecoraro. And now a pass from Waterloo out in a neutral ice, taken away by Vecchione. Vecchione in onside with Bonner. Vecchione shot towards the net. Rebound. Bonner had a chance at it. And McAdam holds on to stop play. 18:55 remaining in the third period. Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. Just underway here in the third. Eamon McAdam making a few saves there for Waterloo. He replaced Cal Peterson, who started this game but allowed 4 goals in the first period. Waterloo gets thrown out of the draw. Hinostroza gets tossed. And officials waiting for Kyle Schmidt to come in and take a quick shot off the draw from Vecchione. Went wide. And now Waterloo comes around, picks it up in neutral ice. Glukowski has it near his own blue line. Try to play it up to Liddell, taken away by Hinostroza. He's got a lot of speed, does Hinostroza. And now it's moved in onside by Friedman to Pecoraro. Chance for Schmidt. Mattson with a right pad save. Schmidt into the far side corner, gets taken down. Nice hit by Glukowski. Here's Vecchione and Tim Bonner. Bonner in onside on the right side. Finding Vecchione. Linnell. Linnell couldn't get a shot off. Sweeps one in front. And it's hopped on top by McAdam. Stopping play. 18:22 remaining in the third period. Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks. McAdam, the Waterloo goaltender, committed to Penn State University, should join the Storm veteran Kenny Brooks in a few years, as Brooks is there now. Storm won the faceoff. Here comes Cotton. Cotton with a shot that gets blocked. Back onto the stick of McArdle. McArdle kept it in, dumped it down low. And now Waterloo on the far side wall trying to get it out. It hops over McArdle's stick. Cotton plays it. Cotton finds Maller. Nice little move by Cotton to get it to Maller. And now Lidas dumps it in to the Waterloo zone. McCray takes a hit from Lidas, moves it around to Blake Winnecke. And now Waterloo moves out. They throw one to neutral ice. There was a collision. It's going to be a penalty upcoming to the Storm, as there might be an interference call here. The collision neutral ice, they call charging. And it's going to be Ryan Ivey who steps into the box. Yet another penalty for Tri-City. Ivy goes for charging as there was a collision there near neutral ice. And the Storm will go back on the penalty kill. Waterloo with another power play. They are 0-6 tonight. 17:49 remaining in this game. Face off to the right of Johan Mattson in the Storm zone. Waterloo wins the draw. They take a quick shot. Goes wide of the net. Rebound to Pecoraro on the right point. Down low for Camerata. Nice little stick by McArdle. Takes it out of the zone. Move back in, offside by Camerata. Whistled down, 17:36 remaining in the third period, Tri-City Storm have a 5-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kloose and Bonner doing the faceoff here. Won by Waterloo. Pecoraro in onside, right to McArdle, who slaps it into the Storm bench. Not only did he almost take out the official Stewart right by the blue line, he almost took out a few of his own players as the puck is tossed into the stands. 17:28 remaining in this game. 1:40 remaining on the Ryan Ivey penalty, which went for charging. Still curious with that call. Thought it would be interference. Call is charging to Ivey. Face off won by Waterloo. Papa on the near side boards. Down low to Horton. He gets stopped by Roboski. Puck scrum four in the near side corner. And now it's picked up by Bonner, and he ices it all the way down. 1:23 remaining in the penalty as Waterloo comes back in onside. Nice hit by McCardle. Drops his man, Austin Veith. And now Waterloo with it. Veith with a shot blocked in front. Rebound was taken away, and Vecchione banks it off the far side. Wall to roll all the way into the Waterloo zone. 1:03 remaining in the Ivy penalty as some forechecking pressure put on by Lita shorthanded as Hunnebrinker moves it over to Veith. Veith from behind his own net finds Hinostroza. Cross-ice pass to Kluse. Kluse at neutral ice. Pass the red line in onside. Takes a shot. Just missed the top left corner of the net. Lukowski to the rebound. He dumps it all the way down. 42 seconds left in the Ivy penalty. Waterloo trying to get something started. Here's Kluse. Kluse in onside. Stopped by Munson. Munson takes it. Moves it to Gomez. Gomez moved in onside. Dumped deep to the Waterloo zone. Picked up by Pecoraro. Takes a hit from Munson. Munson sweeps the puck down low into the Waterloo zone. Camarada gets out hustled by Gomez. Gomez on the power play. I mean, penalty kill. Waterloo on the power play. 12 seconds left in the man advantage. Out in a neutral ice. Hrabowski tried to break up the play. Got dumped into the storm zone. Stepan with it. Down low. Taken away by Maller. Maller couldn't clear. And now it's out in front. The Storm get the puck. And they clear the penalty. Now out of the box. Here comes Ivy. Ivy ahead of the play. In onside, he just dumps it in deep. He's going to go off on a line change. First man there is Letus. Letus to the front, Cotton with a shot and a save there by McAdam. Cotton just a chance for a tap in there. As Letus found the puck in the corner, Cotton went straight to the net. Jason Cotton, one of the Storm players, still looking for his first USHL goal. As the faceoff is to the right of McAdam. Storm with a 5-1 lead, 15:35 remaining in the game. As Waterloo wins the draw. And Blake Winecki with the puck. He clears it all the way down. It's going to be an icing on Waterloo. Stoppage of play with 15:27 remaining. In the third period, Storm with a 5-1 lead on Waterloo. Out shooting the Blackhawks, 35-31. As the faceoff will come back into the Blackhawks zone. It's to the left of McAdam. Cotton on to take the draw against John Witala. The only goal scorer for Waterloo. Faceoff scrummed there, and Waterloo wins it down to the stake of Winecki, and it's cleared all the way down. Looks like it could be an icing. They say it's going to be waved off, and Schmidt comes to it. Chance in front. They score. Waterloo with the goal, and a discussion. The Storm feel like it may have been kicked in, but they are going to whistle a goal for Waterloo. I'm still surprised there's no icing on the play as they had waved it off. 5-2 is the score in favor of Tri-City. A discussion now between Josh Howgie and an official. We'll check on the replay here in the booth. As the icing was waved off to the front, I mean, it clearly deflects. It looks like it may have went off of Witala for the goal. Assist goes to Schmidt. And Storm not going to win their appeal here. The goal is good for Waterloo. They're down 3-5-2. Storm won the draw, taken away by Waterloo. Here comes Horton. Shot on Mattson. He makes the save. Rebounds to Sear. Tried to find more. It went out of the zone. Picked up now by Friedman. Back in onside is Waterloo. Hunnebrinker to the net. Deflection wide. Rebound off the side of the net. And now Sear leaves it for Munson. Airs it out. Nice job by Mingoya to settle it down on a stick. He dumps it in deep. 14:40 remaining in this game. Storm with a 5-2 lead. As Waterloo has it, Horton in neutral ice. Finds Hunnebrinker. Nice job breaking that play up by McCardle. Here comes Moore. Moore trying to find Bonner to transition, but he couldn't get it cleanly. And now it would have been offside. Waterloo able to pick it up as the Storm tag up. Bonner runs into Hunnebrinker. No call coming as they collided. Shot from Schmidt. Saved by Mattson. Rebound. Shot towards the net. Rebound. Another shot saved by Mattson off the chest. And now Linnell finds Bonner. Bonner out to the races in neutral ice. Trying to get past Newell. And he does get to the puck. And it gets pushed out to the near side wall. And here comes Waterloo in a neutral ice. Waterloo in onside. It's Pius Rolovicius who carries it in. Now it's played around the near side. Linnell trying to find Bonner. Shot from a Waterloo player. Newell went over the net as Bonner had struggled there. And now Glukowski plays it out to neutral ice. Newell sticks it down into his own zone. He falls down. Linnell picks up the puck. Linnell to McMurphy. Shot saved by McAdam. Storm had an opportunity there off a turnover. Cecere keeps it in at the left point. A bouncing puck is played by Newell and Vecchione. Vecchione takes his man down. It's pushed out of the zone. Cecere tried to clear it. It's taken away by Camerata. Camerata towards the net. Shot saved. Matson with the glove. Nice save by Johan Matson on Taylor Camerata, the USHL's leading scorer. Kept in by Winecki. Down low, Ivy sweeps it out, and it goes all the way down. Icing will be waved off. 13-10 remaining in this game. Out of his net to play it is McAdam. Out to neutral ice. Waterloo coming back in on side of the Storm zone. Quick shot. Matson makes the save, and he puts it out of play with the stick. 13-01 remaining in the third period. We got our first media timeout of the period. Shots on goal now 37-36 in favor of Waterloo as the Storm have a 5-2 lead. The goal for Waterloo, a bang-bang play in which it looked like it was going to be an icing, and they wave off the icing. The officials were discussing it. One said it should be waved off. One was looking like it was going to blow the whistle. They end up saying it's waved off, and a goal is scored by John Witala, his second goal of the night. Assist goes to Kyle Schmidt. The other assist on the first Witala goal went to Taylor Camerata. Who else? Camerata, just an absolute point machine for Waterloo. 38 points this season on 14 goals and 24 assists. As we will resume play, 13:01 remaining in this game. The Storm have a three-goal lead. It's 5-2. They scored four goals in the first period, added one in the second by Tim Bonner. Now trying to hold on here. 13 minutes remaining in this one. Face off to the left of Matson in the Storm zone. They win it forward as Linnell tried to move it to the wall, but taken back by Waterloo. Now Pecoraro behind the net on the backhand. Turnaround shot on the other end. It was Kloos who was looking for a deflection. He takes McArdle down. No call coming. Now it's Veith down low for Waterloo. Veith to the center and a one-timer opportunity that Pecoraro swung and missed at. And now Winecki plays it back in the Waterloo zone. Linnell on the forecheck. It goes all the way down in the Storm. Man, icing waved off. Matson leaves it for McArdle. 12:30 remaining in this game. Glukowski off the near side boards. Try to get it for Linnell. It was intercepted by Kloos. Now Linnell finds Bonner. Bonner with a 2-on-1 here with Vecchione. Vecchione and Bonner. Bonner to Vecchione. Fake shot over the net. Penalty is going to be whistled to Waterloo as Vecchione got hooked on the 2-on-1. Nice look between Vecchione and Bonner. They already had a 2-on-1 already tonight that they scored on, as it was Bonner from Vecchione, the man in the box now, Mike Hunnebrinker. And the Storm will go on the Century 21 power play with 12 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in this game. Vecchione and Bonner with a nice little give-and-go play. Vecchione shot it just high, but he got hooked on the play. And the Tri-City Storm have a two-minute power play. Face off one to Glukowski. Glukowski at the right point. Fakes on a shot to Mingoya. Tried a one-timer that he fanned on. Went down low. Lides, who's getting power play time, finds Trevor Moore on the far side corner. Moore up top for Glukowski. Glukowski over to another one-time opportunity. Fanned another shot from Opperman. Makes the save. McAdam. As Mingoya is up top now. Glukowski. Shot saved by McAdam. Rebound as goes to Opperman. Opperman finds Glukowski again. Takes on a shot. Finds Trevor Moore. Moore trying to find Mingoya. It was deflected. Moore to Opperman. Shot. Score! Grant Opperman's second goal of the game. And the Storm get their fourth power play goal of the night. Assist goes to Trevor Mingoya. His fourth assist today. Opperman gets his second goal of the night. And the Storm go up 6-2. Opperman's second power play goal. He slapped it down low. And it went through Storm. Great puck movement on the power play. Josh Howgie, high fives and everything, congratulating his team on his bench. 6-2 Storm, 11:35 remaining in the game. A fourth power play goal for the Storm. Second goal for Opperman. Fourth assist for Mingoya. As the Storm now have it a neutral ice, it's Kyle Eastman. Another assist will be added to Trevor Moore on that goal. As Eastman throws it to the center, and it was taken away by Waterloo. Now they move out neutral ice. It's Nate Schmidt. Kyle Schmidt, excuse me. Kyle Schmidt to the shot. And it's saved up by Matson on the near side. McCoshin throws it towards the center. Played off the near side boards. Gomez trying to throw it out. McCoshin keeps it in. Cecere Over to Ivy. Ivy back to Cecere. Cecere to Gomez. Gomez makes a little move. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Hinostroza keeps it in. Papa, shot for Camerata. Save, Mattson. Nice job by Johan Mattson to make the save. Waterloo still with another shot. Mattson goes down. Deflection wide. And Eastman trying to chip it out. He couldn't, but he threw a nice hit. And now Hinostroza with a shot goes high. 10:35 remaining in this game. McCray throws one wide of the net. Picked up by Hinostroza. Camerata one-timer. Mattson got it on the save. Camerata's shot got deflected. It changed direction on Mattson, and he was still there to get it with the glove. 6-2, Storm lead. 10:27 remaining in the game. Mattson's been there for the Storm. After a tough performance last night, he comes back, and he's done what he needs to in net. Shots on goal, 40 for each team. They're tied up, 40 apiece. Faceoff won by Waterloo. Winecki on the right point, dumps it down low. And it's kept in deep. Pecoraro takes a hit from McArdle. McArdle trying to move it with his skate. 2-on-2 battle. Waterloo comes away, moves to the front of the net. Hunnebrinker couldn't get a shot off. He picks up his own rebound. Another shot. Mattson got the save. And Vecchione, nice pass to Linnell. Linnell down the left side. Linnell, shot. Went over the net, into the netting. As McAdam was there. Stoppage of play, 9:59 remaining in this one. Tri-City with a 6-2 commanding four-goal lead. Here in the third period, the Viero Event Center fans in attendance got to be happy with what they've seen here tonight on Ugly Sweater Night at the Viero Event Center. Storm will be on the road for the next two games in Sioux Falls. Another shot off the draw there from Linnell. Sioux Falls and Fargo as another shot from Glukowski goes into the chest of McAdam. Couple words said from Camerata and Glukowski after the game, after the play. 9:54 remaining in this game. Storm with a 6-2 lead. Face off to McAdam's left. Bonner on the draw against Camerata. Bonner wins it. Glukowski keeps it in for a second. And now here comes Waterloo out and neutralized to the races. Hinostroza in onside with Camerata. Hinostroza to the net. Mattson with a save. Now McCoshin keeps it in. Bonner comes away with it. And it's forced out of the zone. Now back in, now back out. Here comes Waterloo trying to come back in. The pass is deflected by Vecchione down low. Hinostroza to the net. Mattson got a piece of it. Vecchione gloved it down on the far side corner, but he couldn't get possession of it. Rabosky coming in to do some work. Vecchione comes away with it. Vecchione on the far side with Linnell. Finds Linnell. He chips it in deep. McAdam plays it out of the zone. Now it's Camerata, who's hassled by Cotton. He just dumps it in deep. Cecere behind the net. Gets turned over, but the centering pass went to nobody and all the way down the ice. Waterloo with the puck in their own zone. 9 minutes remaining in the game. Storm with a 6-2 lead. Papa in neutral ice. Fine. Try to find Kluse. It goes all the way down for an icing. On Waterloo, 8:52 remaining in this game. Tri-City with a 6-2 lead on Waterloo here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Storm have equaled their largest offensive output of the season, which was set 1 week ago. 6 goals that time against Team USA, this time against Waterloo, as the Blackhawks win the faceoff. Papa had it. Now Opperman doing a good job on the forecheck. And a loose puck there at the top of the zone, kept in by Linus. Linus with a shot. Nice. Just went wide. It looked like McAdam would have had it with a glove there. Might have tipped off his glove. And now on the far side wall, it's aired out. Back in a neutral ice. McArdle settles it down. McArdle plays it up. Opperman stopped it with a stick. Now back to Lidas, who got it from Maller. And now Lidas dumps it in, goes off on a line change. 8:18 remaining in this game. Stepan finds Kluse in neutral ice. Kluse leads Papa a little bit too far. Down low, Papa in the near side corner. Maller on him to Kluse. Kluse with McArdle on him, spinning away to the front of the net. Taken away by Munson. Munson throws it to the near side. Vieth takes a hit from Moore, but keeps the play going. Munson tried to find it. Papa towards the center. Taken back by Kluse. Another shot towards Mattson. Save. Rebound. Save. Rebound. Save. Puck's loose. Mattson gets knocked over, and the Storm able to clear it out of the zone. Mingoya racing for it against DeMario. And now it's moved right back in by Friedman, but he lost it to Trevor Moore. Moore banks it off the boards in front of the Storm bench. Nice hit there from Mingoya. and it draws the puck free to Romoski. Found Eastman, now Trevor Moore in onside, but he gets taken off the puck, and it's played all the way down. Looks like it should be another icing on Waterloo. Race to the icing is won by Tri-City. 7 minutes and 18 seconds remaining in this one. Tri-City with a 6-2 lead over the Waterloo Blackhawks. The only Storm scorer that has scored twice has been Grant Opperman. Face-off to the left of the goaltender, McAdam. Face-off won by Waterloo. McMurphy fighting for the puck, as it's won back by to Romoski. Romoski now tries to find Eastman. He does. Eastman in onside, and he's got it down low. Nice hit there. And Waterloo moves away with the puck. Ivy throws his body around. Tries to get back on defense as the puck comes out of the zone. Here comes Waterloo down the ice. It's Pecoraro in on the right side. Threw one towards Mattson. Mattson sticked it away into the corner. Gomez in the near side corner. Now it's played away, and Gomez has it. Gomez to the center. Finds Eastman. Eastman will skate it out, and he'll dump it in deep. Waterloo with the puck. Waterloo with the puck. They dump it in deep on the Storm end. And now Mattson plays it around for Linnell. Linnell moves it up to Bonner. Bonner out of the zone. Picked up by McCoshin. McCoshin turns it over. Here comes Vecchione on a breakaway. Vecchione got hooked. He couldn't get a shot off. No penalty coming. But the puck is stopped by McAdam. Vecchione talks to the official saying, hey, what happened there? 6:05 remaining in the game. Storm with a 6-2 lead on Waterloo. Penalty door is open for Waterloo, but I believe that's just so the official can get a sip of water. Here is the Storm have a 6-2 lead here in this media timeout, a comfortable lead over Waterloo, and this would be a big 2 points, assuming the Storm can hold on. Getting 2 points out of Waterloo is something that's not easy. One of the best teams here in the USHL with a 16-8 record coming in. Storm obviously upset about the loss last night. They lost 4-3. Josh Howgie had Captain Brian Ward come into the locker room today, give a little bit of a pep talk. Team meeting, but not a team meeting because they were necessarily upset. Just a team meeting for motivation purposes. Brian Ward continues to miss games with an injury, trying to get back onto the ice. He skated with the team this week, just did not feel well enough to get back as the faceoff was won by Waterloo. For a restart play, but Vecchione got to the puck. Now down low, Linnell has it on the backboards. Linnell fighting with a few Waterloo players. To the front, was loose for a second. Now Waterloo has it, and they'll move out on a breakout. Here they come. Papa in onside, trying to find Klusi. He gets taken off the puck by McArdle. Now it's down into the near side wall. Shot towards the net went wide, and Hunnebrinker goes over there, throws one towards the net. Maller sticked it away. Up to Vecchione, banks it off the far side. Kept in on the left point. Nice job there. Deflection just went over the net as Winnecke. And they score. Waterloo with a goal, making it 6-3. A broken play looked like it got deflected in to the far right side of the net. And they cut this game to 6-3 with 5:22 remaining. Take a look at the replay, see if we can see what happened here. As it was Klusi who had the puck down low. Didn't get a good replay there. And 6-3 is the score. Waterloo with the goal. We'll try to get you. The goal was scored by Klusi. Assist goes over to Winnecke, who was at the left point there. And I didn't see how it deflected in, but it'll be 6-3 when we restart play. 5:22 remaining in this game. Klusi from Winnecke at 14:37. So Waterloo has outscored Tri-City 2-1 in this period. However, the Storm have a 6-3 lead. We'll restart play at center ice. Cotton against Hinostroza on the draw, and it's one to Glukowski, who dumps it in deep to the Waterloo zone. 5:15 remaining in this game. Waterloo still down 3 goals as they move the puck back to the Storm end. Ivy banks it off the far side boards, kept in. Now Stepan with a shot, gets deflected off the high glass in the backboards. Opperman played it to Stepan once again. A shot on Mattson. He makes the save. 5:01 remaining in the game. Waterloo now out shooting the Storm 46-42. Johan Mattson has made 43 saves on 46 shots. Waterloo with three goals, two of them from John Witala. And one of them from Justin Klutz. Face off to the right of Johan Mattson. 5:01 remaining in this game. Storm win the draw. Mingoya played it around for Trevor Moore, but it was taken away. Here comes Waterloo. Chance in front off the stick of Mattson. Rebound in on Mattson. Cleared out, but not all the way out. Stepan shot blocked. Rebound back to Mingoya, who's trying to find the puck. Couldn't clear. Camerata kept in. Sasir fighting with Camerata. Friedman let it go out of the zone. Moore all over Friedman trying to take the puck away. And the Storm are in offside. 4 minutes and 32 seconds remain in this game. Tri-City Storm have a 6-3 lead on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks. Right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, you're home for all the Storm games the rest of the way. Jared Schaffrin here with you. Face off won by Waterloo. And Klutz will start play, dumps it into the Storm zone. Papa going to chase against McArdle. And it's won by another shot. And it went off the post. McCaution had a chance there. The play was won by Hunnebrinker. He found McCaution. And McCaution banged it off the post. 4:16 remaining in this game. Mattson has made a couple good saves in this game, but the Storm offensively have been the dominating team. Six goals on 43 shots. Have a 6-3 lead. Face off to the right of Mattson. Won by Waterloo. Shot towards the net. Blocked. Rebound came free. Linnell picks it up. Linnell, 2-on-2 here for the Storm. Banks off the far side wall. Trying to get around McCaution. He was stopped. Bonner came back in offside. Delayed offside. As Papa picks it up, and here comes Waterloo the other way. Papa out to neutralize. Papa in on side. Gets free to the slot. Makes a pass. Shot just went wide. As it might have been deflected. And now Waterloo still with the puck. It's Klutz. Klutz who started it. And now Newell. Shot well wide of the net. Rebound to Klutz. 3:40 remaining in this game. Glukowski on the backboards. Around the far side. Vecchione. Try to take Klutz off the puck. Now it moves to Bonner. Bonner gets deflected out of play. 3:32 remaining in this one. Storm with a 6-3 lead. Pretty comfortable here with 3:32 left. At the Viero Event Center, looking to get 2 points against Waterloo after a 4-3 loss to the Blackhawks last night. Face off just outside of the Storm zone. Here, neutral ice. Won by Jason Cotton. Back to Ryan Ivey. Ivy settles things down. He'll hold some time. Banks it off the far side glass. Kept in by Water. No, they say it was offside. As Blake Winnecke was whistled. He was close, but I believe he did step out of the zone. Try to keep it in with a glove. As the faceoff is at the dot just outside of the Storm zone once again. That time it's won by Waterloo and Stepan. As it's dumped in by Hinostroza. All the way around. Ivy on the backboards. On the far side, Cotton has it now. Down low to Ivy. Ivy in the near side corner, settling things down. 3:09 remaining in this game. Storm with a 6-3 lead. Back into the Waterloo zone. Opperman on the forecheck, trying to take it away from Winnecke. And now here comes Waterloo. Hinostroza back in on side. Stops at the bottom of the left circle. Shot. Mattson made the save. And the rebound went loose. Now Cotton had it, taken away by Camerata. Camerata in the near side corner. Taken away by Cotton. Letus had it in his skates. McRae pinning him into the wall. Doing battle with the puck. Cotton trying to free it up. Letus goes down. They're going to call a frozen puck. Here with 2:34 remaining in this game. Storm just killing off some time here with a 6-3 lead on Waterloo. Shots on goal. 47-43. Mattson making 44 saves tonight. Faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender, Johan Mattson, as it'll be Munson on the draw for the Storm. He wins it to Mingoy, banks it off the backboards. Trevor Moore trying to sweep it out. It was stopped there. Now a loose puck picked up by McArdle. McArdle down low into the near side corner. Mingoya battling there with Camerata. Freed up to Waterloo. Shot It was blocked by Mingoia. Loose puck. Maller's got it. He banks it off the boards all the way down the ice. Trevor Moore, nice job racing into the puck, cutting off Friedman. But now Waterloo has control, and they'll move out to neutral ice as Horton gets his shot blocked. Rebound is into the corner. Under 2 minutes remaining in this game. Storm with a 6-3 lead. As another shot there from Witala was gloved by Mattson. And he holds on. A minute 50 remaining in this one. Storm with a 6-3 lead over the Waterloo Blackhawks. Face off to the left of Mattson in the Storm end. Eastman is on the ice. McMurphy will take the draw. Looks like we're going to get a timeout from Waterloo. Trailing 3 goals. They call the timeout. 1:50 remaining in this one. As Tri-City once again on top. 6-3. We'll go over with you. The Tri-City Storm goal scorers. They scored 4 goals in the first period. And we said in the Vieiro Wireless pregame show, Waterloo has only lost 8 times this season. 4 of those times have been when they trailed after one period. They are 0-4 when they trail after one. Storm looking to make it 0-5 now. As the 6 goals scored in the first period, they had 4 of them. Gomez, Glukowski, Opperman, and Eastman. 3 of them, the final 3, were on the power play. Bonner made it 5-1 in the second period. And now in the third, Opperman's gotten his 2nd power play goal of the game from Mingoia. And Trevor Moore at 8:25 in this third period. It's the only Storm goal in the third period. 2 goals for Waterloo here in the third from Witala and Justin Kluse. However, the Storm have a 6-3 lead coming out of the timeout. 1 minute and 50 seconds remaining in this one. Face off to the left of Johan Mattson after the Waterloo timeout. Tim Bonner on the draw with Hinostroza. Face off, won by Waterloo. Camerata pulls it over. Now it's taken away. For a second by Vecchione. Vecchione, a backhand, hits Linnell, but the bouncing puck goes to Roboski, and he banks it off the near side boards. Waterloo has pulled their goaltender here after the timeout, so the Storm can chance to shoot at the empty end if they wish. Already leading 6-3. Stepan, cross-ice pass to Kluse in onside. Shot deflected into the netting, and out of play, 1:20 remaining in this one. Tri-City with a 6-3 lead on top of Waterloo. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ Hastings. After this one, stick around for the old Chicago postgame show as we'll talk to Coach Josh Howji and most likely talk to a player from the Storm as well. Face off to the right of Johan Mattson here in the Storm zone, 1:20 remaining in this one. Face off won by Waterloo. Hinostroza on the left point. Down low, shot by Camerata. Put it high. Camerata had a lot of room to shoot out in the net. I can't believe he missed that one. As he had a lot of room there. 1:07 remaining in this game. Storm with a 3-goal lead. Waterloo and Stepan comes free. Put one across the crease to nobody on the other side. Makashin keeps it in. Shot blocked by Stepan. Had the shot. It was blocked by the Storm. Now Sasir, and we have a broken stick and a whistle as Kluse was trying to play with that broken stick. He's supposed to drop it immediately. And they got play got whistled down as Sasir was all over Kluse. 54 seconds left. Sasir will go to the box, and he's called for a penalty. I believe he must have slashed Kluse's stick and broke it. Sasir to the box. Probably for slashing, I believe. It'll be a Waterloo power play here with 54 seconds left. Net is empty for Waterloo, a 2-man advantage. Hinostroza off the faceoff. Back to left circle. Shot towards the net. Was blocked in front. Mattson had a save. Rebound. Another save from Mattson. Kluse with it now. 45 seconds left. Kluse to the net. Save Mattson. Rebound to Stepan. Stepan. Back to Kluse. Kluse. Back up top to Hinostroza. Shot blocked by Munson. He clears it all the way down. And now the Storm, if they prefer, can shoot at the empty net without being penalized for icing as they are on the penalty kill. 25 seconds remaining in this game. Storm with a 6-3 lead. Stepan. Dumps it in deep. Ivy there. Slaps it around the far side wall. Kept in by Kluse. Kluse towards the front. Got deflected behind the net. Camerata played away from him. Roboski clears it all the way down the ice. 8 seconds left in the game. Hinostroza back with it. 5 seconds left. Kloose has it. And that'll do it. Tri-City Storm get 4 goals in the first period and get a 6-3 win over the Waterloo Blackhawks here at the Viero Event Center. A great performance by the Storm. Johan Mattsson, 46 saves on 49 shots. 2 points for Tri-City. They split the weekend with Waterloo, and they'll have a couple days off before they face Sioux Falls on Friday and Fargo on Saturday, both games on the road. Coach Josh Howgie should be happy with his team's first period performance, and they held on the rest of the way, defeating Waterloo 6-3. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll have the old Chicago postgame show coming up next right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
It's time for the old Chicago postgame report on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for stats, game recaps, interviews, and more. Here's the voice of the Storm on the old Chicago postgame show, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 6-3 win here tonight. Welcome inside the old Chicago postgame show. Once again, a 6-3 win for the Tri-City Storm on top of the Waterloo Blackhawks. 5 different goal scorers for the Tri-City Storm. The one player who scored more than one goal was Grant Opperman. Opperman picked up 2 goals in this game. We'll talk to him in the old Chicago postgame show in just a few moments here. In the Old Chicago postgame show, Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. The Tri-City Storm got off to an early start in the first period, and they never looked back. Four goals in the opening frame for the Storm. They went 4-for-6 on the power play, and that was the difference here in this one. A 6-3 win, and they wasted no time getting it started. Garrett Gomez, who has been out with an injury for the past few weeks, came in and played today with an injury. Him and Ryan McMurphy gutted it out in the lineup tonight after Tim Lappin went down with an injury last night. And Gomez found a pass from Kyle Eastman at the top of the left circle at 4 minutes and 44 seconds of the first period to give the Storm that 1-0 lead. They never looked back from there. Gomez with a great wrist shot from the top left circle to the top left corner of the net, beating then goaltender Cal Peterson for Waterloo. Peterson didn't last too long in this one after the Gomez goal. Glukowski scored later in the first period on the power play from Mingoya and Opperman. Glukowski on a shot from the right point where Peterson had a bad read on it, got it with the glove and deflected it right into the back of the net. Mingoya and Opperman pick up their first points of the game. John Witala scored a goal at 13:39 in the first period from Taylor Camerata to make it 2-1 Storm. And Waterloo seemed to have some momentum there. They were coming back into the game. A lot of good opportunities. Johan Mattsson made a couple good saves to keep the Storm ahead until later in the first period when Grant Opperman scored his first power play goal of the game from Trevor Moore and Trevor Mingoya at 17:49. The same play that the Storm had worked last night, where Mingoya starts the play at the left point, down low to Trevor Moore in the right circle, and he had a great thread of a needle cross-ice pass through a few different defenders right to Grant Opperman's stick, and Opperman was able to put the goal home, his second goal in as many nights, and he wasn't done yet. The Storm had a 3-1 lead in the first period. Later in the period, just under a minute later, Kyle Eastman found the back of the net on another Storm power play from Trevor Mingoya. And Nolan Glukowski, Glukowski's second point of the period, Mingoya's third point of the period, and Eastman's second point of the period, he deflected a puck past the goaltender Peterson and into the net for his second goal of the season for Eastman. The Storm had a 4-1 lead at the end of the first, and that was it for Cal Peterson. Peterson made 8 saves on 12 shots, and they decided Waterloo Blackhawks and head coach P.K. O'Hanley, they're going to pull him and go for Eamon McAdam. McAdam came in and made 29 saves on 31 shots. He played well for the last 39-42 of this game. However, the Storm never let go of that 4-1 lead they had in the first period. In the second period, in fact, they extended it. Tim Bonner scored a goal from Vecchione and Josh McArdle at 12:58 of the second period. Bonner got a nice feed from Vecchione that actually deflected off of a Waterloo player, the defenseman there, Newell. And Bonner was able to take a wrist shot and beat the goaltender Eamon McAdam for the Storm's fifth goal of the night, giving him a 5-1 lead at the end of the second period. In the third period, John Witala scored a goal at 4:50 of the third to make it 5-2. And then Grant Opperman scored his second power play goal of the game, putting this one out of reach for Waterloo at 8:25. Assists go to Mingoya and Trevor Moore once again. Mingoya picks up 4 assists on the game. Trevor Moore picked up 2 assists on the game. And Opperman scored his second power play goal of the game for his third point of this game. Justin Kloos scored a late goal from Blake Winnecke at 14:37. And we had our final score of 6-3 on the second goal. On the last goal, excuse me, Winnecke had the assist, and they added also an assist to Mike Hunnebrinker. The Storm won this one 6-3. Mattsson makes 46 saves on 49 shots. McAdam made 29 on 31. Peterson, 8 saves on 12 shots. Final shots on goal tally, Waterloo with 49. Tri-City with 43. The Storm, the big difference in this game, 4-of-6 on the power play. Waterloo, 0-of-8 on their power play opportunities. And Tri-City gets the win here, gets 2 points on the weekend over Waterloo. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a quick break here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. When we come back, we'll talk to the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, as well as Grant Opperman. 3 points tonight, as well as 2 goals for Opperman. Here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football. Here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jared Schaffern here. With you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm with a 6-3 victory tonight over the Waterloo Blackhawks. A big win for the Storm, defeating Waterloo after they lost last night 4-3 to Waterloo. Let's take a quick look here at the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. A lot of good scores here in the USHL surrounding the league. Most of these games are final, with a few of them in overtime. Fargo defeats Muskegon 5-2. Fargo picks up 2 points in the Western Conference. Sioux City with a nice 2-1 home win over the Omaha Lancers. Tough one for Omaha, dropping one against Sioux City, the top bottom team in the Western Conference. The goals for Sioux City: Riley Bourbonnais and Etu Karvonen. Gage Huff with the lone Omaha goal. And Sioux City gets a nice win. Also in the Western Conference, that's in the Eastern Conference, Cedar Rapids and Team USA in overtime with 2:25 remaining. The game is tied 2-2. Dubuque blanks Chicago 6-0. Des Moines defeats Youngstown 4-3, getting revenge from a loss last night. Sioux Falls and Lincoln just underway in overtime at the Icebox with the score 3-3. Right here in Tri-City in Kearney, the Storm with a 6-3 victory over the Waterloo Blackhawks. We're going to take a one-minute break here on the Old Chicago Intermission Show. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of the Storm, Josh Howgie, in the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle-building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Old Chicago Postgame Show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffern with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, after the Storm defeat the Waterloo Blackhawks 6-3. And final score 6-3 the Storm with four goals here in the first period. And really took advantage of the game early. Really took advantage of the game early as they scored a goal. Garrett Gomez just a couple minutes in, and after that, four goals in the first period. And special teams seem to be the big key for you guys tonight here, Coach. 4 of 6 on the power play, holding Waterloo to 0-for-8 on the penalty kill. Talk about your team's performance tonight.
Yeah, real pleased with our special teams tonight. The guys were moving the puck well. I was just more pleased with the way we came out in the first 5 minutes of the game. Yesterday, it was a pretty big disappointment the way we came out. And, again, I think you could maybe if you listen to the post-game show yesterday, the displeasure with the staff, we weren't too happy with our guys, and they responded very well tonight.
Your power play, we talked about it before this game, has been on fire since Jared Linnell came back. However, a lot of the goals here tonight, not really beneficiary of Jared Linnell. It was Trevor Moore, Nolan Glukowski. Trevor Mingoya grabs 4 assists here tonight. Talk about what they're doing on the power play. What have you guys done differently in the last month or so that has you guys connecting here 4-for-6 with a man advantage tonight?
I think the big thing is just outworking the opponent. That's been our goal every single time we get a power play, is to outwork them. We may not score a goal, but we're going to gain momentum on the power play, and they've done a good job of that, and they're getting rewarded for that. The big thing tonight was just our net front presence was, creating havoc for them. And when you do that, it's very difficult for a goaltender. It's very difficult for a kill. And, guys did a great job. The PK, guys are willing to block shots. I think if you take a look at how many shots we've been blocking in the last, 10 games when our kill's been better as opposed to early in the year, it's not even close.
On the penalty kill, you get some help from Garrett Gomez there on the penalty kill. He comes back after an injury. You didn't know what you were going to see from him. He ends up scoring a goal, but it seemed like he was really active on the penalty kill as well. Really an active stick there.
Yeah, this is really one of his first games on the kill. He's been doing it in practice and doing a tremendous job. And him and McMurphy both coming back from injury gave us a big boost on the kill.
Grant Opperman has 3 goals on the weekend. Nolan Glukowski, 3 goals on the weekend. A lot of different sources of offense here. A couple guys scoring. Eastman getting another goal, his second of the season. Seems like it's not the same old couple guys here that have been going for you. Do you feel like that was a big difference tonight?
Yeah, it's so nice to get some secondary scoring and guys that are very good hockey players starting to see a little confidence in their game, and they're continuing to get better and better. So, yeah, proud of those guys, and they're all taking steps. And that's the big thing, is I think you can see our hockey team is taking steps in the right direction. And we got to get, we got to make those steps each night, and we got to start stringing some games together. So this is a good step in our last one before Christmas break at home. Now we'll go on the road for 2, and then, guys will go home for, quick week and get right back at her.
Talked last night about Johan Mattsson. You said you would see how he would respond tonight. He faced 49 shots, so he definitely had a lot of rubber on him. Talk about his performance tonight.
Yeah, they were throwing pucks from everywhere on Johan today, and he was doing a great job. I mean, I think he could have really folded on that first one. I think it was a mirror image of one of the goals he gave up last night, but he responded well, made some very clutch saves for us, and we kind of knew he was going to do this, but until he goes out and proves that, he's a warrior, he's a competitor, he's a guy that we want in the pipes.
Now, one of the guys that has been big scoring for you, Trevor Mingoya, 4 assists here tonight. He has yet to put one home. He's had a few breakaway opportunities. He's had a lot of looks at the net. Is that a little bit of a running joke here on the bench, at least when you guys have a lead, that he just hasn't been able to put one home, but he's had a lot of different chances?
Yeah, I don't know if it's on the bench, but it for sure is in the locker room after the game. When he's coming back on the bench, we're trying to, boost him up a little bit, but he's going to get his. And we were talking in the locker room, as coaches, we believe he's going to score 20 goals this year. Like I truly believe he's a guy that can put 20 in for us. And even though it hasn't come yet, he's going to get his at some point. It's just a matter of time.
Head coach for the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, here after a 6-3 victory over Waterloo. Thanks for joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Now you've heard from your head coach, Josh Howgie, here, and obviously a different reaction tonight. Team scores 6 goals, equals its largest offensive output of the season, and gets a win over the Waterloo Blackhawks. Now you can hear from one of the men that has scored a few of these goals tonight. A now upping his total here on the season, 3 on the weekend. It's Grant Opperman here getting some power play opportunity time with Trevor Moore, Trevor Mingoya. And Grant, thanks for coming on here in the old Chicago postgame show. Obviously a much different result from last night. Talk about your team's performance here tonight.
I think we just came out, you know, the two things that stick out to me that we had tonight as opposed to last night were hard work and execution. We definitely believe that in our locker room, we, as a team, if we work hard and execute the plan our coaches give us, we got a good chance of winning. And I think we just did both of those things better tonight than we did on Friday night.
Now, I know Brian Ward addressed you guys in the locker room before the game. A little bit of a motivational talk there. Talk about what he said in that talk.
Yeah, it was definitely motivational and inspirational. You know, all of our leaders are real good leaders, top to bottom. Wardo, Hakey, Bones, Vex, all four of them. And, you know, they have a lot of respect in the locker room. And he just had a little motivational talk about us becoming a family. You know, we're with each other for 8 out of the 12 months of the year, and we are a family and we're all brothers. So he just kind of, you know, talked about that, really emphasized that, and, you know, about buying into the team right now. And this is a good way to start it off.
Now, you get a goal last night on the power play. You get another one tonight. Looks like it was the first one, at least. Similar play, as you get a pass from Trevor Moore, a cross-ice pass, and you got a wide-open net. Talk about that play and you know, talk about what happens there.
All three of my goals this weekend were harder not to score than they were to score. My teammates, especially Trevor Moore, he's just putting pucks on my tape right on the back door, and all I have to do is tap it in. So he's making it easy for me. Got to give him a lot of credit. You know, Mingoya on, I think, the second one tonight, Mingoya whiffed on a one-timer. It came right to me. You know, I asked him about it. He said it was planned to whiff on that and have it come right to me on the back door. All I've done is just tap the pucks in. Ben, they made my job pretty easy there.
Yeah, I was talking to your coach. It seems like Mingoya just having a hard time here. He's getting his assists. He's getting his points. But he's had a lot of opportunities at the goal, just getting unlucky.
Yeah.
A couple good saves.
He's just a little snake bitten right now. But, I mean, getting chances is 80% of the battle. He's just, you know, he'll find a way. And as soon as he does, I'm sure the floodgates will open up and they'll just keep coming.
How big is it for you guys to get a win here on a Saturday, just for your momentum and morale going into a road series next week?
It's huge. Waterloo's the top of our conference right now. And, you know, for us to come out and play the way we did, and the result is a pretty big confidence booster. We have a little break coming up after next weekend, and we've really emphasized these last four games, these two and then the next two, as pretty key games going into the break, so we're feeling good.
All right, Grant Opperman here on the old Chicago postgame show. 2 goals and an assist here tonight, lighting it up offensively with the Storm. 6 goals and a 6-3 win over Waterloo. Thanks for joining us, Grant.
Thanks, Jared.
Appreciate the time as the Tri-City Storm, once again, a 6-3 final win over Waterloo here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And nice to hear from a coach and a player when the Storm are successful tonight with that win over Waterloo, who was at the top of the conference coming in. Tri-City Storm getting 2 points, trying to move up here in the Western Conference standings. Still a lot of time left to play in this season. Our next broadcast will be next weekend. The Tri-City Storm will hit the road. We'll be in Sioux Falls on Friday night for a 7:30 game up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then we'll travel a little bit farther away to Fargo, North Dakota for a 7:05 start on Saturday. You can hear both of those games right here on The Breeze. And I look forward to bringing them to you. Until next time, my name is Jared Schaffer, and have a great night, everybody.